It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thorn.
Why don't we go late? We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, wow. Well,
thank God.
Woo!
Thank God.
As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers. You might still be awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
How was that shit?
That wasn't a shit. That was an evacuation.
Oh, no.
Power shitting across the cosmos.
That was literally an evacuation.
Super bowels.
That was a code red.
We thought Matt was going to have to introduce the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty close to it.
Do you even know what button to push?
I was looking over there. I would have figured that.
Yeah, eventually. Oh, well, we got a good 7 minutes of this, so.
Excellent.
You could have just let that run. Oh, wow. You minimized everything on me?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I was looking for the sound effects.
Yeah. All right, see Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. It's Tuesday. We're live on Cringe Humor Radio.
Live. Who knows how long, though, with the weather?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It is it's fucking rumbling outside.
Constant light flashing out there. Something.
Yeah. So we might have Roddy Piper is insane show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Might lose power. Legitimately.
Yeah.
I'm Derek. Come up. With me, as always, Webmaster Matt.
Indubitably.
Still no Steve. He's still on extended probation.
I don't know where the frig he is.
We have Dan in studio.
What are you trying to get out?
Dan. I don't know if you want me to use your last name or not.
We've said it for a few times.
Let's just call him Ned Nud like we always do.
Ned Nud.
And we have Mailman Vaughn.
Fucking, what the hell was that?
I had to clear my throat.
You would wish I was on permanent vacation.
And it's Tuesday. Such an odd day.
Unbelievable.
I hate Tuesdays.
Why?
Well, I like doing the show on Tuesdays, but Tuesdays themselves suck.
Eh.
Going to work on Tuesday blows.
Eh.
It's like an extended Monday.
Today went by so
slowly.
Yeah. Anyway.
I had a
donkey dick.
What?
What? It did. Tuesdays usually suck really bad for me. It's like the worst day of my week.
I think the dog shit.
I hope it did.
Yeah. Either you or
I
the
hate it.
A remnant of your shit you just took. Fucking it coming back.
She followed suit.
Ugh. It's disgusting, the both of you.
I could smell it.
Like father, like daughter. Christ.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What are we going to talking about today?
I have no idea.
What do we got?
Can we talk about what we were just watching before we started this?
No.
No.
Oh, we don't want to talk
about
that?
Are you insane?
Why would you ever do that?
Why?
Okay.
You like, fucking care about
that. What year
that?
Is this?
1987?
Oh.
No?
Sorry, forgot.
No, it's 2007.
That was some good...
That was some good...
Good memory there, Vaughn.
Good stuff.
I really didn't think you were going to pull that out of your ass.
Fuck you.
Anywho.
Yeah.
All right, let's not do that.
Wow, good start, huh, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, train wreck.
Ooh. I'm flustered because I just evacuated my body, so.
He did. Yeah. He's got the jitters right now.
Which isn't going to stop anything. You're still going to fart like a madman. It smells all out.
This is true.
My stomach is a war zone right now. For the past,
no.
It's got to be, what, a month now?
Yeah.
I've been complaining about it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Go to the fucking doctor.
Yeah, well, I have to, but eventually.
Your asshole's like a war zone right now.
Yes.
You'll be going to the doctor after the fucking coroner visits you.
fuck?
When Carly's sitting there picking your hand, I'm going, why isn't he moving?
I don't know. Drop your hand three times.
I don't know. Knock it off.
Sorry.
I don't know what the hell I have. I don't know. I have a problem with dairy. So I'm like really major dairy. Like if I drink whole milk, I'm done. Eggs will bother me. Yeah. Really? But like 2% milk. Mm-hmm. Cheese never really bothers me. Maybe a little bit.
Whole
but
milk
nothing.
Will give you the explosive diarrhea.
Whole milk will like just rip me apart, shreds. But everything I eat is like just drinking a gallon of whole milk. My stomach just twists and turns and fucking punches, and it's like I was explaining to you.
Yeah.
My stomach is trying to form.
It's trying to Tetris everything.
Shit. Yeah, it's trying to Tetris everything together. And these gas bubbles from fucking nowhere just come down and pound the shit out of it. And then, like, they want out. Oh, and so they take, like, half of my shit with it. So I'm shitting six times a day.
Have you ever had, like, when you're walking?
Great show.
You ever had that when you're walking, you got a shit and you're running to the bathroom, and you move your body just so, and all of a sudden a fart comes out of nowhere?
Of course.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Muscle relaxation.
It's called living life.
Yep.
Yeah. But now I have to be careful because every fart I have, which is every 5 minutes now.
Yeah.
Which, believe it or not, is more than usual.
Really?
I have to be careful, make sure there's not anything in front of it. Because
it's
it
a
took
potential
down
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like something's building up here and just pushing down as hard as it can.
Watch out for the turtle head.
Oh, yeah. I know. No, turtle head, please.
Fucking.
The turtle shrapnel. It comes out in bits and pieces. It's like a bomb went off.
No, the worst part is that we're still sitting here watching TV before we started. Uh-huh. And you just stand up and bow, and your ass is straight in Matt's face, and blow out a fart that looks like you're ripping. Sounds like you're ripping tires.
Like he was tearing his pants.
Yeah,
it was terrible. For
which,
about
which, by the
seconds.
Way, I did the other day.
What?
No,
I put on these shorts I haven't worn in a while because you know it's summer now.
Last year.
Spring
summer.
Rather. Yeah, last summer, and I made the asinine move of like you know like I'm fucking 17 years old again.
Oh god!
I decided to sit on a curb. Apparently, I can't do that anymore. So I just
that was
I
against
sit
the laws
down
of physics,
and I just kind of feel like a what the hell is that? Like something like popped open. I get up, I got a huge rip right in my ass.
Talking about that, I was
Matt pulls up and I bend over and show him my goods.
Talking about that yesterday? Yeah, I'm work, and I'm sitting there. I'm just kind of driving to an area, and I just feel this weird air hitting me in between my legs. What the fuck is that? And I go down, and there's a big rip between the
awesome.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when did I rip these pants?
Yeah, I love it when the zipper is down and you don't realize it when it's all the way down.
Yeah. How do you not know?
I don't know. Sometimes it just happens. Like, you'll I guess, maybe you'll zip, and it'll go, like, three-quarters up, and then it gradually pulls down
it
as you walk around. But all of a sudden, you just get, like, that, like, and you're like, whoa.
Yep. I have like an almost like a compulsion where every once in a while I have to check that my zipper is.
I do that too. Uh-huh.
I have to, I mean, I'm conscious about it. I'm not like in the middle of like, you know, the street playing with my dick. But
you go and face a wall.
Yeah, like I'm like, facing a wall or something. I'll just kind of like get my finger up there and make sure the zipper is up.
All the way.
Because I've had a couple of pairs of pants where they would just fall down.
Mm-hmm.
It's defective.
Out of nowhere. Yeah. And, you know, you got to throw them away because you're walking around with your business hanging out.
I do that when I'm, like, in a group of people I'm really not sure of. Like, I'm not completely... Like, I'm friends with maybe two people, and there's, like, five or six people that are together, and I only know two.
Mm-hmm.
I constantly, like, and when no one's looking, I kind of do that whole, like, pinky check.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Making
exactly.
sure that it's unzipped.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to make sure I'm not walking around with my underwear showing, you know? Yeah.
Only when there's 12-year-olds around he does that.
Well, I only do that. I only have my dick out when 12-year-olds are
around. Dan, what age group do you prefer to keep your zipper undone in front of?
I like 7 to 12.
7 to 12.
7 to 12, you ass.
Dan's in Matt's chair today. It's throwing me off.
It is a little bit.
It's throwing me off.
Yeah?
I've been here in a couple weeks. And
yeah, Dan just kind of stopped calling. I thought maybe he got tired of it.
No. With
a little busy.
The new job and...
Oh.
Traveling.
Oh, yeah, the new fiancé and all that.
Fiancé.
And the fiancé.
Where are you? How long are you traveling? What do you mean traveling?
For the next couple of weeks, I'll be Scotch Plains.
Are you
training?
Are they training in shit like that?
Like distance. Time.
Hour and 15
okay.
this week, and then next week would be about two hours to get up to Wayne.
Yeah.
From here in traffic.
Well, I started at 1486 Main Street, and then
like fucking Google Maps.
Hop on the thruway. Go completely local.
Anyway.
Pass the Circus Liquors.
It's a daisy.
Biggie McClown.
All right, so far we covered shit and pants and zippers.
Okay.
And, of course...
That's a full show.
Yep, and 12-year-olds being...
molested.
Yeah.
Subjected to death.
Let's end the show now.
But no wrestling.
No, what's that?
Good.
Good. Why would we?
Why are we doing that anyway?
Why would we? Maybe Hulk Hogan will call.
Terry?
Terry.
Yeah, that's how I know him.
We haven't heard from Terry in a while.
Terry?
Do you remember that TV show in the... Yeah, Acapulco... Not Acapulco Heat.
The one where he was on the boat?
Thunder
in
Paradise?
Thunder in Paradise.
Acapulco Heat.
I remember...
Did you get that from?
That was another show that was on the same time.
Of all the words I would have pulled out of my ass, Acapulco would not be one of them.
I remember
Acapulco
I remember
Heat. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, that was dumb, though.
It was on after...
Yeah, was that what it was called? It was something like that.
No, it was Thunder in Paradise. Was
no,
Hulk.
No, the other show. Was
it was
that
Acapulco
really...
Heat.
Okay.
Yeah, but that brought his career back, didn't it?
Not really.
In my eyes, it did.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to remember in junior high, like... Anticipating.
He did those
like
shitty fucking kids
Thunder
movies.
In Paradise. You remember the theme song?
Yeah, but I never watched
but
it.
But wasn't it like, it was a Beowulf, but a boat, right? Wasn't
Beowulf?
It?
Beowulf? You mean Airwolf?
Airwolf.
Yeah.
But a boat.
I thought you were going for Baywatch.
No, I meant no.
Beowulf.
But it's you know, it's that with a boat. Right.
It's a badass military boat and Terry Hulk Hogan.
Terry.
It was a Navy SEAL.
It was trouble.
But he was doing all those shitty movies at the time, all those kids' movies.
Mr. Nanny.
Suburban Commando. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually like
Suburban
Commando.
I think this was after all those, when he started coming back. And
Bard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Get Zeus.
Wow.
Zeus?
Zeus. What's up?
Yeah, even Chris left the chat room.
Oh, wow. we're done.
He's watching the Rangers game. Oh. He's fucking out of here.
Do we got anything going on?
It's us, the Toucher, and...
As always.
And...
That's it?
Yeah.
Can we say hi to the Toucher?
The Toucher's great, actually. I think he's from Australia, though.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Something to that effect.
I remember that because the other day, Joe called him a stupid fucking Australian that doesn't know anything about radio.
That's right.
That's how I
remember him, too, specifically.
Yeah. I didn't know he was from Australia.
I didn't know until that was pointed out to me.
Yeah. And here's Vaughn. What? Saying shitty stuff about Australians a couple weeks ago.
That's true.
Well, loud. I don't know any Australians with him. Who the fuck cares?
Well, we
saying
tend
it
to
was
see,
a prison colony. And
it was a fucking prison colony.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you don't have to bring it up.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, I think they want to put that behind them.
Yeah, like the Germans. They want to put
exactly.
They want to put David Hasselhoff behind them.
That's right.
You don't bring it up.
Just like last week, somebody brought up New Zealand here. I think it was either Matt or you.
Everyone was on vacation.
Fucking New Zealand, if you knew anybody from New Zealand, you said that they were an Australian, they flip out and kill you.
Absolutely, because it's not Australia.
Yeah.
They find
it's close
that
enough, though.
Hardcore Ooh. Offensive.
Well, yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
What? Is he just rambling?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
The fuck?
He seemed disappointed in something.
That's it? Wait. So when BJ...
Can we go back to Hasselhoff?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Have you heard his new song?
Yes. Oh, is that the one with the car?
Get in my car.
Yes. That is unbelievably awesome.
We had an hour-long discussion at the office today about this.
The restaurant, the office? Or
that
the,
is
the
actually...
Office? No, my actual office.
That song's actually about a year old.
He drives an hour and a half to get to work to talk about that stupid song.
But
I was in my
so
office
funny.
Today.
The video. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the video's priceless. You'll have to check it out.
No, wait. Hold on.
What?
There's only us and the Toucher on right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
Wasn't there like 10 people in there before BJ ended?
No.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Fuck.
Our answers are awesome.
And remember the chat room is ours. Remember that.
That's right.
And it our time is ours.
Rule it.
Everybody evacuates when we get on.
Oh, you can't blame them.
And we suck.
All we talk about is wrestling.
That's true.
Supposedly.
Oh, and going to Philadelphia to get Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And farts.
Wow.
We're going to do
that. Doesn't
this?
Talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's a given.
We're going to do this, huh?
What's that?
No, we're not doing anything. What were we saying? Who was saying what? I forgot who was talking.
Dan wanted to talk about the David Hasselhoff.
Dan, talk
Hasselhoff? What was that?
We already talked about it.
Hasselhoff?
You never heard that?
No.
David Hasselhoff?
Oh, I hope the lightning blows up this place.
I can tell a crazy story about this. Hasselhoff.
Go for it.
You're even saying it. David Hasselhoff.
So my friend Maureen's in Ireland studying in Dublin. And Hasselhoff made an appearance at the bookstore down the street.
Oh.
And Hasselhoff
the
is
bookstore.
Freaking huge
mm-hmm.
in all of Europe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Chuck Norris, you know Chuck Norris is making a comeback here? ridiculous over there.
Oh, yeah.
So they all go, and he realizes that she's, you know, American. Like, she was born in Ireland, but grew up over here.
Yeah.
So.
Someone I can relate to.
And, you know, he starts hitting on her. He goes, I'm going to give you a ride in my car.
Wait, how old's your friend?
She's our age.
Yeah. Oh, and how old is Hasselhoff? Like, in his 50s?
40-something. No, he's
he's
got to
be in his 50-something.
Okay. Come on, he was like 30 and 82
Baywatch?
When he made
Knight Rider. Yeah.
Knight Rider.
He was,
like 40 in Baywatch.
Fucking,
she's got to be like 60.
Christ. Yeah, have you ever seen that SpongeBob movie?
No.
For some odd reason, he's in the middle of it, and he's in it.
Yeah.
And it's just disturbing. He's like, they have his nipples bouncing and everything. The most freaking. I watched that.
Have
I
ever seen the Duhas? Not the Duhas video. The Duh video.
Yeah.
Oh, he sings in German? Mm-hmm. They use like a clip of it in Euro trip.
Yes.
That's a freaky video.
No, it's like, what the it's like, that whole damn SpongeBob movie is completely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was
like
ridiculous.
Insane. And I don't know how kids are sitting there going, oh, yeah, we're gonna, you know.
Kids can't understand SpongeBob.
No, well, the cartoon that you can understand, but the movie is like fucking like trippy.
Yeah, well, SpongeBob.
What are you going to do?
I don't fucking know.
Movie cartoons are always better.
I'm fucking done. Whatever.
They're always a little more adult.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, well, they got to appeal to.
Yeah. They got to make the parents sit there. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they got to appeal to everybody.
Kid doesn't know who fucking David Hasselhoff is.
No.
And they as well, they shouldn't.
Yeah, no, no.
I don't want to teach my kids about Hasselhoff.
It should be like the Germans when they say there was no Holocaust.
Well, there,
oh, there was no Hasselhoff.
Yeah, there's no Hasselhoff.
Oh, Steve's
no.
here.
No, that's Carly.
What's up?
Oh.
And she brought food. Oh. Not for the rest of us.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's covered in water.
What
in
the rain
well,
doesn't
it's raining.
Help?
It's raining, it looks like.
Apparently, it was pouring. Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
she's drenched.
Drenched.
Mythbusters, all right? That...
Wow.
We can't hear what you're
saying. We can't hear what you're saying.
Mythbusters.
The mic is right next to your ass, Carly, if you want to pop in.
Well, yeah. I guess if it's raining, it's raining, no matter what
we got a little
speed you're
there.
Walking.
If you want to pop in there.
Well, no, didn't the Mythbusters do that where
on?
It was like... The,
oh, am I not on?
The difference,
right,
wasn't
on.
The Mythbusters thing, was it a difference between running and walking?
Yeah, and the walking was supposed to keep you drier.
Drier, and you walked, and you're drenched to the balls.
Well, I started running, and I was like, wait a minute, so then I started walking. And I was like, this isn't helping. I'm soaked.
Wow.
I remember that fucking episode.
You are really fucking wet, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
You are. You're wet.
You're really fucking wet. It's just disturbing.
Okay, all right.
Get used to it.
Okay, sicko.
We got anything to talk about tonight?
Yeah, we got a couple of things. I wanted to, you know,
what's that
back
up?
And forth for a little bit. But,
okay.
You know,
well, we can
if you
want to
jump
forward.
Right into the news.
Why don't we bring... Oh, never mind.
Carly's got something. Here we go.
I was just going to ask Matt if he liked the extra post I put up there.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Huh? The board now has a forum, like a topic for clever headlines you hear. Like,
damn, we can hear you breathing.
I can put every fucking headline that's in the Daily News of the Post every day.
I know. I took a cheap shot, and I used the Post as an example because I was running late this morning.
I like to call them deadlines.
I posted a...
oh, okay. Well, we can change that. That's
also, fine. On the...
deadlines.
That was good.
Yeah.
On the board, I posted that picture of the that coupon for the Mighty Mac.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the Mega Mac.
Mega Mac. When I say money? Sorry.
It must be like Mega a million Mac. Calories then. That's ridiculous.
It's like 306 yen. Normally, and then when they run out, they give them those coupons that that's on the
well,
board.
How much does 306 yen translate to?
I don't know, $4.
Okay,
maybe
that's
more.
Good.
Maybe $7.
I'm gonna go there.
I don't know.
10 yen to a penny.
Is it?
I think so.
According to our friend in Japan, the sandwich is much smaller.
Really?
Than he was saying.
What do they like? Make it like a White Castle size?
No. I think
if the actual Mega Mac started working out, got breast implants, dental surgery, and a new personality, and offered to blow you, it would look that good.
Wow.
Yeah. So in other words, he's saying it's not as impressive, and that their portions are a lot smaller. So
okay.
He said that's probably about the equivalent of like a triple cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Probably.
So smaller burgers for smaller people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, it's still garbage, no matter what you think.
190 yen.
No matter what country. Well, yeah, that's when they run out, they give them that coupon that only costs them 190 yen. But I don't care what if the portions are smaller or not. It's still garbage McDonald's.
Yeah, Carly, what are you eating?
Burger King.
Whopper.
Which is just as much garbage as that McDonald's.
It's all fucking garbage.
It's garbage.
Whopper.
Go anywhere. It's garbage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We had Arby's the other day.
Oh,
where were you?
The New York Thruway.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ugh. That was actually very good. The Arby's. Chicken cordon bleu sandwich.
Yummy.
And curly fries. Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Haven't had that in about 6 years.
I always thought it was very
There's
strange
one in Neptune.
That they just...
That's the one I went to, I think.
That they offer, like, roast beef sandwiches just yeah. on a bun.
Yes.
like that would be appealing.
Yeah.
People buy it.
Yep. Yeah,
they're delicious.
It's just such an odd thing to offer.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, McDonald's flank steak. You know, it's not yeah. something that you
Or the
offer.
Burger King, the steakhouse thing that they sell.
Yeah. But usually they smother it and ship. And they just have a picture of two buns and just a bunch of roast beef.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it well, the Arby's sauce those. Makes it.
Yeah. yeah.
Which they didn't have.
I know. I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Arby's was out of... Arby's sauce.
No, really?
Did they have the bell? You ever see the hat-shaped bell?
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to ring the bell for good service.
Well, it wasn't an official Arby's. It was like in a rest stop area.
It was
area.
A rest stop yeah. Arby's. It's like the...
Yeah, see, that's why they have
It's like
Arby's
the rest
sauce.
Stop Roy Rogers.
That's the only Roy Rogers left in this state.
No, well, yeah. And that and the one of the... when you're waiting for the train in Manhattan. Yeah.
That's not in the state.
That's not in the state, though.
Well, it's in the area. Sorry. Fuck you guys. Fucking assholes.
That and the other one in New York.
Oh, yeah. The only other one in New Jersey is the one in New York. The one's gone.
You going to stop?
Yes.
Do I have to yell at you? You said you deserved it.
Give me up.
What the fuck is he doing? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it's funny. He came in today. He said he listened to the show where I basically verbally assaulted him.
Uh-huh.
And he basically said, yeah, I deserved it. Which we didn't get to listen to.
What's that?
Me yelling at Vaughn.
I listened to it.
Well, we said we were going to listen
to
it.
Oh, that's right.
No. I didn't hear it yet. Still fresh in my mind.
No, we'll be too busy doing other things.
Watching television.
Television.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway.
You'll be interested in this, Matt.
What's that?
A 19-year-old is graduating college after a year.
Okay.
Does it
Bastard.
Interest you at all?
Should interest close me. It?
I don't know. What are you getting at?
I'm
a 19-year-old is graduating college after being in college for a year.
Okay.
With a degree.
How the Go fuck for. Did he do that?
Well.
Because I'm 27 and I'm still in fucking college. It's only been 7 years. 8 years.
19-year-old suburban Detroit resident is on the track to graduate from the University of Michigan. Didn't your aunt go there?
She went to IU.
Never mind.
No, I don't know anybody who went to the University of Michigan.
Okay.
Steiner Brothers. Anyway. Good.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's okay, Dan. After just a year of study.
Uh-huh.
Nicole, it's a girl. Matisse, M-A-T-I-S-S-E.
Matisse?
Yeah. Matista, oops.
No.
Of Bloomfield is officially slated to graduate in the summer with a bachelor's degree in psychology.
So how did she do it?
I'll tell you how she did it.
Okay.
As a student at her high school, she exhausted the curriculum by her junior year. Between the exams, she passed... On 8 advanced placement courses and 8 classes she took at Oakland Community College, she had amassed enough credits to enter the university last fall as a junior. So she was basically in college in high school.
Yeah.
When she got there, she said she took only 19 credits, and I was bored and craved more credits. So she upped it to 27
uh-huh.
of credits.
How the fuck do you take 27
Don't
credits
know.
In a
And then she said she felt she could add more. It's unclear whether any other students have done this, but she said the person, I guess the dean or whatever, said they'd never seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
and her next step is to start as a first-year student at the Wayne State University Law School in Detroit.
Great. What a waste.
Wait, what did I miss?
Some smart chick.
Yeah. She die?
No.
Doesn't sound very smart at all. No. She's going to law school.
Wait, what the hell did I miss?
What?
What a fucking waste.
So 19-year-old is graduating waste. College after 1 year.
Think about it.
What'd she jam everything into 1 year?
Her for?
What are they
27
for?
Credits.
What did
she
do?
She in a fucking thing.
A waste.
Anyway.
I can't hear you because everyone's talking, Matt. What were
Sorry.
You saying?
Why would she go to law school? What is she going to do with her intelligence in a law school?
Become an idiot?
Laws have already been established. It's not like she can do anything with it.
Become a
change
lawyer?
Change anything. big
deal. A lot of money.
It doesn't matter how smart you are if you're a lawyer.
Wait, wait, wait. Okay. So she took 27 credits in 1 year.
It doesn't mean she's crafty.
Semester. One semester?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even like, what? How the fuck did she pull that off?
Because she was, quote, bored.
Because she had a good lawyer.
Now she's going to be one. Or a judge. Who knows?
Do they have a picture of her?
No.
She's an ugly fucking disgusting
wow,
bitch.
Wow, Carly.
Wow.
What else
are
you...
Fucking Carly. Damn
right, Carly.
Wow.
Carly's raging jealousy over there.
She was shallow, Carly.
No, she was bored because she didn't have the looks.
I'm with Vaughn.
She was an ugly bitch, probably. Some fat, honky-tonk looking whore.
Honky-tonk.
Doing a little shimmy.
Honky-tonk.
Anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah, total waste. There's so much more you can do with your intelligence than do that.
Peel and turn buckles off one at a time.
So freaking generic. That really irritates me.
That's idiotic. Why would she be like a science major or something like that?
Yeah, why don't do something worthwhile?
Oh, talking about that thing we talked about last week with what the fuck? With the Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I saw more pictures of it.
Oh, no.
Like a group picture of everybody and him laying on the floor with a pillow under his head. Like I saw that same report we talked about last week, with a group picture of everybody all smiling and him laying on the floor with a pillow under his head,
perpetually smiling
with that melted face.
Are you talking about Mensa or
no? Stephen,
no, silly putty face.
Stephen Hawking last week, he went up into the Vomit Comet
all
eight times to experience zero
gravity.
Okay,
yeah. Well, he did that. Yeah. So
and the picture. Oh, and that apple. Was
that a shot of Bill Gates?
Isn't he paralyzed from like the ears down?
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So how the fuck is he going to experience zero gravity?
Listen to the show. You'll know. Anyway, that apple was actually brought up for Sir Isaac Newton.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
You know, gravity,
what goes up,
zero gravity, apples.
What goes up must come down, that thing?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a shot at Bill Gates.
No, it was just it was Steve Jobs telling him to bring an apple up.
Anyway, so she was a smart girl.
A whore.
Yeah, that's about
it.
Did it say what her grade point average was?
No, it did not.
The GPA?
Probably 4.0.
3.99.
I want it to be mediocre. You know?
Yeah, she got a C the
you
whole
know,
damn
she,
year.
She had all this class, so she couldn't have studied for everything. You know, maybe she just blew past with
like
mediocrity.
Give me
you
a
know?
C, give me my degree. Is that
probably
what
you're like me and you. Carly, like me and you said, she was ugly. She sat in that dorm every day. She didn't do shit.
You're right.
It was either that, between that and World of Warcraft, she wasn't doing nothing.
World of Warcraft? Really?
No, she's a fucking nerd.
I think we
Who
might
cares?
Have a...
University. Uh-oh. Among those students, a 19-year-old from Bloomfield Hills. Now, while that might not seem out of the ordinary, consider
might
this.
Might see a picture over here.
She'll be entering the law school as one of the youngest students ever.
Oh, ever.
Her name is Nicole Matisse. She was reading at a fifth grade
she's really not that
at
bad
age
looking.
Five, finished undergrad in a year, and even with fake nails, can pretty much type as fast as she can think.
Well, there goes your theory.
That's an understatement, Dan, because she's pretty fucking hot.
Get Dan, how dare you say these things?
If I was single, I'd do it.
By John Grisham. Harry Rex Vonner was a huge slob of a lawyer.
Wow. Reporters crammed into the room, which overflowed and trailed down the hall into the reception area.
Okay.
All right, I got it.
She graduates this year from university. Right,
she's a snobby bitch.
She's,
who fucking cares?
She's pretty hot. She got nice tits. That's about it.
Yeah, but she's going to be spending way too much time doing semesters of law.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
What a waste.
What a waste of a lawyer. And all the things that's happened is she's going to go to law school. She's going to use it. Maybe intern. Maybe get into a decent practice. She'll find the first guy.
And then she's going to be a whore.
No, she'll find the first decent man who will take care of her.
Yeah,
and she'll freaking become a housewife.
Take care of her.
No offense to anyone who's a feminist, Carly.
I don't really care.
Carly is quite the feminist.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell?
We're going to have a band of fem Nazis outside.
Yeah, there's a 19-year-old girl
Dude,
graduating.
Listen to me. I got one guy in Japan who hates my guts. I don't care if a whole bunch of feminists can kill me. Who cares anymore?
Yeah.
Let's roll, baby.
Just go pull.
Was that this Thursday you said he could be on the show?
Who's that?
Vendo?
Well, he said he will be free.
Yeah.
That his
country
has a state holiday or something like that.
Well,
damn
we
communists.
Wow. Opposite. We do have a temporary phone line.
That's true.
Right now. That's so good. We probably could.
If you can get this out before Thursday.
What?
Do you get this show out before Thursday?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm sure I could talk to him if I don't.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Have him on the phone line.
Have a Wonderful. Little interview with him.
That'll work.
While he's masturbating and stuff.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to root him on.
Can't wait to hear what he sounds like.
That you have no, but you. Well, when you wait, hold on. You told me that you had a MP3 clip of him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're not.
No, we don't have anything.
I hope he sounds exactly like Vaughn.
No,
God.
He'll come on and be like, oh my God,
we can't tell him apart.
Wait, is that Vaughn talking?
Wow.
Sure.
My doppelganger in another country.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
Wow, can't believe you got that out.
How many syllables is that? Four.
Huh? What? Dick bag?
Dick bag. That's
it makes a comeback.
As I'm reading stories,
oh, it sucks my balls.
Over the phone, he'll just scream out like the punchline.
Doppelganger!
I'll be like, upset landlord hires, and he'll be like,
marching band!
Oh, my God.
I don't think I made that up. That's a true story, folks.
Yeah,
what happened?
A New York landlord hired a marching band to drown out the sound of his tenants protesting asbestos contamination.
So a slumlord hired a marching band?
To drown them out because he didn't want to fucking hear them.
So That's they're funny. Outside yelling and all of a sudden a marching band comes through the streets?
Many tenants at the Midtown building owned by Kent Swig.
Ooh.
Wow, Kent Swig.
That's a horrible name.
Holy shit.
That's like Chip
irritated him.
Have been driven out to make room for construction of luxury condos at the site. The tenants remaining have also complained that they've been subjected to airborne asbestos by bad renovation work.
Mm-hmm.
It is a question of health and safety. We have four independent tests that show asbestos, said one of the residents.
The residents?
Yeah. Swig decided to drown out the protesters by hiring Steppers Marching Band.
I would have hired a mariachi band.
Although the move mostly drew
and a fat guy
and a 700-pounder.
It's kind of like the Grinch, but opposite. Like the Grinch is singing and
oh my God.
All the people in Whoville are pissed off. They're like, hey, where are my fucking presents? Where's the who hash? And he's like, I don't want to deal with this.
Asbestos. In my lungs, asbestos.
So
you are fucked up.
What do we think about this?
I thought it was pretty fucking funny.
It is pretty fucking hilarious.
To hire a marching band, he had to go out of his way.
Yeah.
The only thing funnier would be like a mariachi band. That would, the only thing be, that
and
would
a
be
a 700-pound guy on a flatbed truck.
Just drop him on the building.
Where's my sandwiches?
Did you see that Discovery? That?
Yeah.
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 What were you, Dan?
What the hell you been doing?
I haven't been here for a couple weeks.
Listen to the damn show. Be another listener.
He doesn't have time.
Oh, yeah, he's too busy.
It's true.
I'm a very busy and important man.
We're horrible. Just because we talk about wrestling all the time.
Shh, we do not.
We do do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I miss DCW. What happened?
I don't know because I don't watch it.
No one watches wrestling.
No.
No, never.
Not in this group.
It's not 1999, Dan.
No, not at all.
It's not 1960.
I thought Dan just hadn't been around in that long.
Hello,
guys.
The fucking wrestler, the man who made who made a comeback this weekend.
That's true.
And nobody taped it. That's what I read.
Unfortunately, I was very angry. I told one of the guys, one of the stage hands, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I got a camera sitting over there. I'm the first match. Can you turn my camera off for me? Hit record. Oh no, I got my girlfriend to do it. She'll take care of her. Here she is, right here. Brings a woman over and she's
massive woman.
She comes out. What? No, she was a normal woman.
Did you call her Matt Rat? Why would you do that?
And I said, okay, here's my camera. Flick the switch up and hit the red button. And you're good to go.
Savages.
Have my match. Fantastic match, I might add. Come back and I say, boy, I can't wait to watch this.
Watch what?
And the guy standing right there. Oh, she never got a chance to record it.
What?
What do you mean? Never got a chance. There was 50 people at this show. It wasn't like she couldn't have gotten around to it.
God.
It was a great fucking match. And the guy that I wrestled didn't get to tape it either. He forgot to turn it on too.
Hyena?
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
Yes.
Did you pull out the backflip?
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
Always.
Wow.
This is a trademark.
Mm-hmm. And where was this? Like near Pennsylvania?
It was at Nanticoke, Pennsylvania.
By the Poconos?
Wow. About 30 minutes.
Wow.
Past
Holy
the Poconos.
Holy shit.
It's about 2.5 hour drive.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cool.
So how does it feel to be back?
Great, actually.
Yeah. Excellent.
I wasn't blown up. I was surprised.
So wait, that was
what
your first real match?
My first serious match back in about 2 years. I had two other ones before that, but
they were just kind of like King of the Ring stuff.
Yeah, basically King of battle the Ring, battle royales.
Battle royal.
We went through that a while ago.
Yeah, let's not rehash my retardedness.
The difference.
Yeah.
Let's not rehash
the difference between King of the Ring and Battle Royale.
All right, I'm sucked. God, can we not King of the remind
Hill.
Me?
They like, used to call it that.
The King
they
of the Hill.
King of the Hill Battle Royals. Yeah, but well, whatever the case may be.
Well, Vaughn didn't know that.
Okay, he just
gave us the suck it.
Yeah. Wow.
If I were Will's dad, I would scream at you.
Who's that?
Who?
Did you just tell Derek to suck it?
Anyway.
No one knows that.
So
inside.
So, yeah, very disappointed. I really wanted to see that match.
But I heard that, now I know we're talking about wrestling here.
Uh-oh.
But this is kind of personal wrestling stuff.
That's what I like talking about, actually, personal stuff.
Yeah.
Not what goes on, because I don't know what goes on anymore.
Yeah. When was the last time you sat down and really watched wrestling?
Like, wanted to, like, oh, I can't wait till Raw comes on tonight.
Yeah.
1997.
Yeah, I'll agree with there.
That was the last time I did that. Why? Because I joined wrestling school in 1997, and wrestling school was on Mondays and Thursdays, and I didn't feel like taping it because it wasn't that interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
I'd say I'd have to go with probably about 99. I stopped actively watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, about 98, 99.
Yeah, then it just started
got sick
weird.
Of it because it was just the same shit over and over.
Well,
and
once
over
he pinned it as wrestling entertainment.
Yeah.
Then it's just he got carte
sports
blanche to do.
Yeah, sports entertainment. Sports he could do anything that he wanted.
They were just like, you know, okay, well, Mae West is going to give birth to a hand.
Mae West?
Yes! Well, Buell, actually, wasn't it?
No, Mae Young.
Mae Young.
Mae Old, West. Because she was not young.
She's like 9,000.
9,000.
You've seen her.
Older
she's
than
like...
Dracula. She's Yoda.
She's older than the Yeti, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
Anyway, Yoda. Derek, you're going to say something personal? I don't know. You said, oh, I want to talk about something personal.
I ruined it.
Oh, well, you.
Yes.
I heard you did a duet in the locker room.
Oh, I had a little duet with Nikolai Volkoff.
Wow.
What?
To Lazy Mary. For some reason, I started singing it. I don't know why. It was stuck in my head. And Nikolai Volkoff starts chiming in.
Was this?
What is the matter? Better get up. Wait, sheets for the table.
Hold on. Was that this weekend?
Did you put your arms around each other? And
no,
swing back and forth?
No, we did not.
When was this? This weekend?
Was Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. I started duetting with Nikolai Volkoff. He loves singing.
The last time I saw him was like 2 years ago.
He set him off at a con.
The last time I saw him, he was singing the Russian National Anthem.
Yes.
That's a long ago.
That was a very long time ago.
Last time I saw him was at like a chiller con. It was like a whole the chiller convention?
Okay.
And it was like a whole shitload. I think it was him and
Lou Albano.
And then a whole bunch of people I didn't know who the hell they were.
Yeah.
Like they were the only two guys I kind of knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, who the fuck are the rest of these guys? And it's like, you're just walking past me.
Oh,
shaking.
It's Glenn Smith.
Who? Yeah. Like the most asinine people that maybe did like a year or two in like WWF.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing now? Oh, I wrestle a Podunk. In like Minnesota. It's like, what the fuck? I don't know who you are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Want to pay $25 for an autograph? No, I'm going to go to Nikolai. Yeah. Goodbye.
Nikolai.
I'm gonna ask him a question.
Goodbye off to Nikolai.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old the guy? He's got to be like
60-something.
60-something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's still trucking, though, man. I can't believe it.
A lot of those old guys are still moving, man.
Yeah,
moving. Yeah.
Well, they're not. They don't got no wheelchairs and shit. They're still on their own feet.
Amazing.
May have colostomy bags, but they're still moving, man.
I give them a lot of
credit. Iron Sheik was the champion. What, over 30 years ago?
23 years ago.
Oh, never mind.
And he's still. I mean, he's lost most of his mental capacity.
Yeah,
he was always like that.
He's fucking nuts. But
he still has a capacity for his hatred towards Jews.
It's true,
and he'll still kick your ass if you piss him off.
Yeah,
probably. He'll
swing those fucking clubs around. But he
swing two Jews around.
Still, if he thinks you're a faggot, he'll tell you right to your face.
That too. You don't like
say facts. He's gonna fuck you in the ass.
Wow.
To
break your butt, fuck your ass.
Take two really gay like Jews and swing them.
Oh my God! What would he do?
I don't know. He'd explode.
He would.
His belly button would explode.
His belly button battering ram would just. I love Sheiky. He's a good guy.
Who doesn't?
Wait. The best part is Carly's looking like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what
no
you're talking about.
At least Dan kind of knows. Dan's like,
I absolutely know what you're talking see? About.
Carly's just completely like,
I'm just thinking of Iron Sheik and the Goonies
even
video.
Carly knows, and Carly never even watched wrestling in her life.
That's all I know, though.
She knows the clubs, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Remember?
We're talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
So anytime we talk about Iron Sheik,
nice. What's that? Just
the Cyndi Lauper video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
from Goonies with Iron Sheik owning the gas station.
Yes.
Or not taking over the gas station.
That was in his prime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was Iron Sheik's prime.
Yeah.
Even when we saw them as when they were wrestling, they were kind of like...
Old?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like, they were pushing it already.
Yeah.
They were already, like, pushing themselves out.
Yeah.
They were... But the thing is, the gimmicks were, like, what was the big thing back then.
Absolutely.
And he had the ultimate gimmick.
The ultimate heel gimmick.
Yeah.
Whoops.
He's from Iran. Actually, it's probably the ultimate now, given today's climate.
Yeah. Well, now.
I think they tried that a couple years ago, like right after 2002, I think they tried it.
Yeah,
they came out with the Persian.
Yeah, he was a Persian. Whatever. And it failed miserably. People rode him and freaking flipped out about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that character was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But when Sergeant Slaughter,
the turncoat, Benedict Arnold,
that was awesome.
Had his picture taken with Saddam Hussein during the height. Of the Desert Storm.
Yes.
That was okay.
Nuts. Well, back then, they didn't give a shit.
No.
Nowadays, they don't want to piss off anybody.
Because back then, it was a sport, and basically, it was...
It's fun games back then.
He really did that. What are you going to do? No, he really did it.
No, that's not Photoshop. That's real.
Yeah.
He met him and got that picture taken.
Yeah. And the picture was so
Wait, and that was a picture of him, like, in the turban and everything like that, right?
Yeah, he used to come out with that, and I remember he burnt the whole rules T-shirt.
Yes, right.
And all
that. Didn't he burn? Did he burn the American flag?
No,
he didn't do that.
I don't think they would have went that far, man.
He burnt a poster.
Okay,
a Hulk poster and a Hulk shirt on the stick.
Yeah, I don't think they would go in that far.
I don't know.
That would have really friggin' people would have bombed the place.
Saddam
if they
sent
did
him
that.
The boots, the curly boots.
Yes, that's right, with the hooks on.
Dumb.
Oh my God! And then they had all those little. Clips of him. I want my country back. And then we welcomed him back with open
arms.
We
did.
Because it was fake.
Yep.
The whole damn time.
It's called a work.
Yeah.
It's called a job.
But I tell you what, he had balls to do that.
It's true.
They had balls to do
it. He was actually locked not locked, but they couldn't let him leave the arena until 3 in the morning. After WrestleMania 7, I want to say it was.
Yeah, the both.
Because people were going to attack him. They were ready to kill him.
Probably.
Yeah, they probably get hate mail left and right.
It was being threatened.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hated him. It was
great. Yeah, they had the balls back then, and he had the balls to actually go, okay, yeah, I'm fine with it. Let's do it.
Wouldn't it be funny, like 10, 15 years later, he gets like randomly beat up in an alleyway for that.
Yeah, what is he? Is he still working? He's working.
He's got
a lifetime job. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sitting in the back doing promotion or something like that.
Yeah, he's a talent scout too, I think. Talent coordinator, whatever they call it. Yeah.
I mean, don't you have to be talented to do that?
No, not really.
He was talented.
I think JR was a talent coordinator for a while.
Yeah, no, JR until the palsy, then he fucked up.
Wow.
That's what happens with palsy. It fucks you up.
We were watching the thing on demand.
Oh, now we're going to talk about it.
I recently aired thing with JR, and you said, it looks like JR is someone wearing a JR mask. It's like, and the mouth wasn't moving right. What did he have, like 3 strokes?
Jesus Christ. God, 3 strokes, you're out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much that and the whole 9, yeah.
3 balls, 2 strokes, he's done.
But the thing is, like, we never, like, when we were kids, they had great people doing the announce, and they had, you know, they had the Gorilla, and they had, you know, Bobby the Brain, and then they had what? They had Jesse the Body doing the announce. That was great.
The ultimate three, right there.
That was great, and then they all left. Gorilla died.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did we have? We had in the 90s, they had JR and the King.
Yeah.
And the King King's a classic friggin', you know, color commentator. He can do it no matter what.
Yeah.
But JR, as the strokes happened and everything like that, and he got slower, and they tried to bring in everybody else. They tried to bring in everybody else to try to replace him when he was...
Well, this is going
to
be an old-fashioned slobber knocker, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, when he was on hospital leave,
slobbering ass.
I'm slobbering all over the microphone, ladies and gentlemen.
When he was on like leave, and they brought in that black guy, what's his name? You know who I'm talking
the
about?
Coach.
The coach.
That
he
guy?
Sucks ass. And now they have him as a what? He's doing walk-ins, right?
I don't really know.
Yeah, neither do I. That's why I'm thinking you might know.
So I don't know. It's to me, it's neither here nor there.
And
there's enough for me to still talk about randomly with people that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't even have to think
like
about what's going
my
on
favorite now. when I was watching it in the 90s was Joey Styles and Paul Heyman.
I preferred it when it was just Joey Styles.
You liked it when it was just Joey?
Just Joey Styles, nobody else. Then they started bringing in like Rick Rude, who's dead. And
dead.
And a couple other guys.
And they brought Taz in.
Yeah.
Now it's Styles and Taz because Taz can't fucking wrestle anymore because he's so decrepit and just falling apart.
It's funny, we were watching that old match. I'm like, I wonder where Hercules is. You're like, dead. Oh yeah,
I know. We kept bringing people up. Dead. Fat. Dead.
I wonder what he's doing. He's dead.
Mm-hmm. Brutus the Barber Beefcake ate way too much beef and cake.
fucking Beefcake. Anyway.
All right, I've had enough talk about wrestling.
Right. That's enough.
I think everybody has.
I fulfilled my quota.
What year is this?
86.
I wish.
89.
I wish it was 86. Old. I'd be 6 years old.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Everybody's going to hate us for all this wrestling talk.
But who will?
Who? Everyone.
Everybody.
Who's everyone?
Mm-hmm. Well, no one who's on the chat room.
Okay.
They wore dresses in this video, remember?
They sure
and
did.
One of them wore a monkey suit, right?
Something like that.
This video is ridiculous. And then the thing is, it's used in like every teen comedy when
sure.
it's like yep. talking about getting laid or something.
Why
like
not?
That.
Why wouldn't it?
Yeah, at least they're making money somewhere.
Makes wonderful song.
It's a fantastic song.
Panthers are on the loose in New Jersey.
in this torrential downpour?
Well,
I got to say something.
No.
The New Jersey Wildlife, I'm loving how it's coming back. There's
coyotes.
Yeah,
we had fucking coyotes around
ripping
here.
Apart children.
They're yeah. starting to really
Panthers
like
are coming
back.
Back. Bears are coming back.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's about time Mother Nature starts kicking some ass.
Definitely.
Dan,
nobody fools
up.
Mother Nature.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Dan,
so wait, Mike Tyson is on the loose.
Mike Tyson!
Is that a Black Panther?
No,
not Black Panther.
Oh.
Just Panthers.
I didn't say black.
The Black Panthers on the loose?
But it is.
More power.
it is black.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Do you remember,
anywho,
John K. from high
yes.
school?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mr. Amnesty
yeah.
International.
Yeah.
I remember he tried to start a chapter of the whole white chapter of the Black Panthers.
What?
In high school.
What, is there like four people in
he asked me to join. I'm like, that's something I'll join.
Wow.
Ugh.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, I think it was like junior year.
Oh, weren't there Klan
like
rallies going on too?
I hope so.
Jesus.
It was John, me for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sean
yeah.
D.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a Was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
well, it was almost the all white chapter in the Black
almost.
Panthers.
That was a lot if of you name drop soup.
Yeah.
Well, I tried
is that like is that like egg drop soup?
What do you want me to do? I didn't use full names.
I don't know, not talk about them.
Yeah, we'll
it
cut
must
that
be the other Awas.
That other one, yeah. The only other one and not other one.
You jackass.
Because anyone listening to us knows who the...
No, of course
you
not.
You never know. Yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe people don't want their names being
it's
spewed
true.
Out.
Awas is a very
splash.
Popular
you know,
name
only like four people are probably laughing at your
province.
Joke.
Well, not even. People who know him are just going, meh.
Yeah, anyway.
Meh.
Anyway.
I would like to point out that Carly is now soaking wet.
Hot.
She just got out of the shower.
Oh. Did she get out or?
Yeah.
That was pretty.
So how about
shower.
This panther, huh?
How about it?
Okay.
What happened?
One panther?
Well, it's in what the hell did he say? Where you were?
Vineland?
I
call it Vineland.
I would call it Vinland,
New Jersey.
Yeah. And crazy thing is, the town has a road called Panther Road.
Off
with the burping. Who's burping?
Sorry. My fault.
Fucking stop.
My bad.
Yeah.
Panther Road.
They named it about 10 years ago when there were reports of a panther wandering the area.
Same one.
And they even put a panther statue there.
Nice.
Ooh.
And now there are more panther sightings 10 years later.
Cool.
Are they killing things?
Probably.
No. Probably, yeah. I hope
fuck
so.
Then. If they're not killing things, like the coyotes a couple of weeks ago where they were killing puppies and kittens,
well,
who cares?
Babies.
I'm sure if it was cornered or...
Yeah.
You
know, I'm sure it wouldn't be cornered for very long.
It's a fucking panther.
Yeah.
I want to see back when we were kids, when black bears were coming into neighborhoods and attacking people's garbage.
Bears?
Yeah. Stop, bears.
Or assaulting their kids as they're walking to school.
Not
that's what I want to hear.
Garbage?
That's what I want to hear. I don't care about a panther just roaming.
Okay,
well,
I don't
know.
It might be a deer spray painted black. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, it might be.
These fucking losers in this town.
It might be a cat.
A large cat.
Yeah, that'd be a really
maybe a cougar.
That'd be mama Nothlet. Cat's mama.
Or a liger.
Grandmama.
Grandmama cat.
Anyway.
Keeping with the animal thing here in New Zealand.
Uh-oh.
Carly, you might want to shut your eyes for this one. Or close your ears, rather.
Close your ears?
A Jack Russell Terrier has died.
Yes!
After saving 5 children from a mauling by 2 savage pit bulls.
Savage pit bulls.
Jack Russell Terrier took on 2 pit bulls.
Yeah, he took it on. And, he got them to go away.
Wow.
Yep.
And he died.
And he saved 5 kids, and he was so beaten up by them that they actually had to put him down.
Crazy. What?
Poor George. Couldn't save him.
Excuse me.
What the fuck?
I got a burp.
I liked it better when you had the hiccups.
You don't think after all that the people would have tried? I don't know, like, the degree of the dog's injuries.
Yeah.
But, like, you think, like, hey, you saved all our kids. We're going to put some extra money into you, see if we can fix you up.
Stop!
I really don't know. Like, maybe he was really, really, I mean, 2 pit bulls.
Could have been pretty close.
Two pit bulls attacked him. They said he was pretty fucking beat up.
And they were savage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say at a certain point, if a dog is if a dog is too fucked up from anything, like, even if it gets, like riddled with disease, they're just not, it's, like, not even worth it.
Yeah,
to bring it to the vet and, like, take care of it. Just kill it.
It's just going to suffer no matter what you do. Yeah. Okay, Dan.
Man, they're savage.
It's just going to suffer no matter what you do.
Like this little thing. Did you see what she just did?
No.
Well,
no.
She's not suffering. She's having a grand old time.
Microphone,
she
Carly.
She
Mike.
Just did a pull-up onto the couch.
Really?
Yeah, she'll do that.
She yoinked herself. She did that to me the other night, too.
Carly, that's not suffering. That's having a grand
old
time.
And you're letting her chew on a sock.
Yes.
And you wonder why she goes in the bedroom and devours all our socks. Yeah, you put it up on top of the couch, and she jumps up there and gets it.
Well, where am I supposed to put them?
I don't know.
In a safe?
Yeah, yes. Like a safe or hamper.
In the closet.
But
or
they
that
were clean.
A lockbox.
Oh, so obviously they go on the floor if they're clean.
Well, that's where Lola thinks they should go.
Ugh. Oh my God. She has enough shit here that she's chewing on, and she can't stop.
So she's savage pit bulls, huh?
I gave her one.
She's got socks, she's got balls, she's got squeaky shit. She still steals your fucking shoes.
There she goes again. What
a fucking whack job dog, man.
She's learning. Anyway.
This dog is so, like, babied. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Look.
This is terrible.
Aww. She holds it, hugs it, kisses it, loves it.
Oh, no.
And then it goes and eats the shit out of Derek's shoes.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
Okay.
This was kind of funny.
What's that?
Fantastic.
It's a quickie. Man arrested after his girlfriend was found stuffed inside a clothes dryer.
Excellent. Wait, was she dead?
No.
What?
The fella, Adrian Williams, 27, has been charged with aggravated kidnapping.
Get in the car!
Get in the dryer!
Get in the dryer! Put you on...
They found his girlfriend inside a dryer at the Nantucket Square Apartments on Rebecca Place. Oh, we don't care where the hell it is.
Yeah.
One of the woman's relatives called for help when she could not reach her. The woman was unresponsive but had a pulse.
Okay.
She was transported to the nearest hospital for treatment.
So he knocked her the fuck out and shoved her in a dryer.
Well, detective said the couple had an argument before she was put in the dryer, and he's being held at Harris County Jail without bond.
Cool.
In the dryer. Wow. That is fucking...
That's creative.
That's hardcore, man.
It didn't say if he turned it on or not.
Oh, he should have.
Oh,
I mean, he must have.
That would have been hot.
Yeah, because... If you just put it in the dryer, she could have just kicked the door open.
It's true.
No.
Not
from inside, you think?
Yeah, dryer
door.
Not
a refrigerator.
You can't, like, you couldn't open it with your hand from the outside?
Yeah, you can, but
so why wouldn't you be able to just push on it?
Why don't we try that? Where are the fucking dryers in this place?
Yeah, they're right over there.
Let's go.
They're usually held by a magnet.
Yeah, or like the little metal piece that just kind of receives
it. Click. Yeah, you could easily.
Yeah, if you kick it or a good shoulder.
You think?
Yeah, you can.
You give it a good Stephen Hawking like. Little...
Yeah, but how are you going to be able to kick it when you're like.
With your lower lip.
Like you're stuck in there all discombobulated. You're going to be able to kick that thing.
What
open?
Did you just say?
Discombobulated.
Wow.
Why?
Anyway.
Why are you amazed by this?
Because that was the most syllables I've ever heard in one word that you've ever said.
You're an ass face.
Yes.
You, sir, or a dick.
All discombobulated.
Wow.
cock. Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Like, and did they... Wait. They gave his full address, too, right?
Oh, bro.
I gotta just make you two laugh. I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Oh, my God. I had too much pork slap.
Yes, you did. Tell us a little bit about that pork slap.
Pork slap pale ale?
Mm-hmm. Out of a can.
Out of a can. All malt. Delicious.
All pig.
What does it look like?
Butternuts beer and ale.
That's what it's in there?
Ew. That's what it says.
Ugh.
Butternuts.
Butternut squash. Ugh.
What is it? What does the can have on it?
It has two pigs.
I'm about to sumo wrestle.
Yeah, like kind of like doing a belly to belly thing. A
little slap.
And it's called pork slap pale ale. And it's delicious.
Okay. Mm. Tasty.
And I love it.
He loves it.
Do we want to talk about the Cousin Joe thing?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Enough with that. I don't know. I got to find where the hell did I put it?
What's that?
No.
What are you looking for?
All right. So basically, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
For those of you who didn't hear, because I made the point to Matthew that a lot of people download the show who can't listen live.
That's true.
People who are in different countries or states or who are working while we're on, which is fine.
Yes.
Whatever. So they don't really know what the hell went on. But basically, was it almost two weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm going to play something here that was said on the show, and go. Maybe.
No.
Got it.
Here it is. We're following Joe
on
Thursdays, which is cool, and now we'll be following BJ.
Ooh.
Which is not going to be as easy, because when you listen to them, it's like I almost have a heart attack. They're so hyper.
Yeah.
I put them on one day. I swear to God, they went on break, and I was sweating. And more so than usual.
It was eczema was high.
They're so they have so much fucking energy.
Really?
It'd be a great morning show. They don't stop. They do not stop.
Yeah, right. I've heard them a couple times, and they're rampant. Just go.
It gave Derek's eczema psoriasis.
Seriously.
They were doing.
I was breaking out as I'm listening. I'm just like,
we're such a switch because we're so mellow.
We are.
Most part, you know?
Well, that's what's good about Joe. They're really mellow.
Yeah.
Like, we come in.
They're putting people
like,
to bed for us. You know.
Wow. Well.
Like,
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, people will probably like. You know, there's certain things you can listen to. And
it is 10 o'clock when we start for Christmas.
Exactly.
So it's like, a late start.
People are getting a little.
Not
who's
great.
The aristocrat?
Now Joe's going to isolate them. Bring it up and make sure.
Well, tough shit.
Well, at least it wasn't me.
I didn't mean it like that. I never even listened to the show. I couldn't even judge it.
Computer, I can't even operate it.
I don't even have a fucking computer. So there you
really
go. I'm ignorant. I'm technologically ignorant.
You're ignorant. You got to be 5 more letters than a fool.
All right, so that's what was said.
What
our own Steve number one, who hasn't been here for the past 3 shows.
Yeah,
thus this is the reason why.
So basically, what happened was that was said. I knew it was going to be a problem the second we said it, which is why we tried to defuse it at the point. I knew what he meant, obviously, but it came out horrible.
Yeah.
Obviously,
actually, honestly, it wasn't even that horrible because
it wasn't that horrible.
The phrase "put it to bed" means finish. Basically what he said. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
that's
without
that's
getting
a common
the whole
phrase.
Thing. Yeah, like
it wasn't.
I love Conan. He puts me to bed.
Now that I think about it,
something like that. Like you listen to it before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And we've discussed that we're on late, and we're on late not because that's the only time slot we can get.
That's just what's available to us.
To us,
we work late.
I'm getting out earlier now, but soon I'm going to go back to my other shift.
Yeah.
Where I get out at 8 o'clock, and I get here, and I'm ready to go at 8:30, and then I have to drag all the shit out of the closets and set everything up because we do this in the living room, and I'm not going to keep this shit here all week like I did last week.
That was awesome.
But that's basically what happened. I knew it was going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Joe came in the chat room, and he wanted to call up. We, at the time, didn't have a number, and so he basically got pissed, and I said in the chat room to Joe while we were on break, when we come back from break, we'll explain what happened, what we meant by it, and that it was a misunderstanding and it came out wrong.
However, it was explained before we went to break.
Well, just then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if he heard it or not, or someone told him that we said that. So.
Okay.
And it did come out wrong. It did come out shitty. And everyone said it did. And I admit it did. It came out shitty.
Yeah.
But, we tried to explain it the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So then
it's like sometimes you go to fart and it's a shit. You didn't mean for it to be shit.
Steve number one sharted on
he
our
did.
Show.
He sharted.
So we came back from break and we played this. All right, are you ready to apologize, Steven?
No, well, I can understand how this was misconstrued. I didn't quite convey what I meant properly. Basically, what happened was
we were talking
about having a new time slot, another day, being after the BJ show. Mm-hmm. And obviously, anybody that listens to the two shows, Joe, from what I know, because, I don't listen to it, but I know a little bit from hearing from you guys and hearing some sound bites and stuff. That they're kind of like us. They're kind of, they're slow and they don't really like yell and scream. They're not all excited, but that's how BJ sounds. The show sounds like they're very hyped up a lot. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a morning show.
Yeah, exactly. There's a big difference. And basically because the Joe show, when they end, we go on and like a lot of people probably are listening to them as they go to bed.
Yeah.
So essentially that was the point. That's what I'm getting at is that
I know rather if I wasn't doing show, I would probably be sleeping.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because tomorrow is Friday and people still have to work tomorrow.
I really wish we had a call in.
I knew what you were talking about. And as soon as you said it, I even said, I was like, oh, Jesus.
No, I can understand totally. So like, that's why I can't even get mad. Like, well, what's the big deal? I mean, we're not here to insult other people's shows. I mean, that's, maybe. God knows we're not the greatest thing out there. We might be, but just kidding.
We're getting canned tomorrow. Steve?
I'm going to get fired. No, but all seriousness, yeah. So
just throw a
coke can. There's no ill will here. I'm not going to sit there and say shit about a show.
Vaughn, throw a coke can at him.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah!
So that's it. So, I mean, I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
And to which, after we did that, and it's even on the show, Joe said, who's moving?
I don't know. You are, asshole.
Dan fucking stop.
Dan, he rumbles a little bit.
Jesus Christ, we can hear every move you make. Those fat joints of yours moving around.
Wow. Holy shit.
Dan.
He needs to get his anger out somewhere.
Yeah, I know.
He ain't yelling at me this week.
So I felt that was a sufficient explanation for what happened.
Double sufficient.
Okay. Well, whatever.
It's fantastic.
So Joe came on and he basically said we were backtracking and he told us to fuck off.
Right.
So I even said on the show, Joe told us to fuck off. All right. So the next week, Joe came on and on Wednesday.
Wednesday's your show.
And took his shots. I didn't hear it, but I downloaded it and listened to it. And he was pretty rough on us, but I figured he would do that. I wasn't expecting him to just go, it's cool. I thought he would come out and take shots. Mm-hmm. And he got personal against the show, which I don't really agree with, but if that's what... I mean, he said that we have some sort of agenda against him.
Why?
Like, I don't
bitterness.
Know, yeah, bitterness towards him.
Because they're on earlier than us?
Because they're on earlier or something like that,
fuck.
Which...
That's completely inconsequential. We don't have a choice.
It's bullshit. We have no choice.
Yeah, we really don't. And we really have no ill... Even now, I really don't care. I don't have any ill will towards him or his show. He does a fine show. And we do a fine show, I think. And BJ does a fine show. And Conte and Kenny and everyone's
Don't bring up BJ because he hasn't said anything.
Well, no. Obviously, everyone's staying out of it.
No one else is bringing it up.
Yeah, as well they should.
Honestly... Nothing
but
happened.
The thing is, he did it Wednesday, which was fine. It would have been fine if we just squashed it.
Yeah.
But then a half an hour before the show Thursday ended,
at
9:30? Mm-hmm. Like around there, 9:30, 9:45, whatever.
He played the audio
the last
again.
Half hour, he played it again, which you were willing to give to him because you didn't post that show up.
I didn't post it because it was a bad show.
It was horrible.
So
but
I cut the audio for him and sent it to him
you being
so
a,
he can play it.
You being a decent human being, you posted it knowing that he was going to bash it anyway.
Yeah.
So he bashed it on Wednesday, which was fine.
Yeah.
And then Thursday, before our show started, instead of giving the normal, listen to our show, next up, all that shit, he rammed us.
Or even not doing that. Just saying, all right, see you later.
Yeah. And, not even promoting us.
And even if he did that, and let me just... He said right before he started, I don't want to turn this into a radio war, which obviously we don't either because we didn't even bring it up. And then he said he's just going to say this one thing and that'll be it. Mm-hmm. But then the next day he comes on, does the exact same thing, and or just curses a little more.
No, he was
like the first day. It felt like he was like, "All right, I can finally." And obviously, he doesn't like our show, which is fine.
Yeah,
whatever. I don't give a shit if he doesn't like the show.
Who cares?
Yeah, he doesn't have to listen to it. Whatever. But and then he started attacking us personally, calling us fat fucks and all that. Which, I mean, come on, man. I just called Dan a fucking fat fuck.
I think every person on our show has called every other person on the show a fat fuck.
Please, look at Vaughn. I screamed at Vaughn a week ago.
I
had it coming.
So, I mean, honestly, if you want to attack us personally, I say, go for it if it helps your show in any way. Because we can take it. I really, that doesn't bother me at all.
No, but it's just the fact that the Thursday thing, he did it before his show ended. Like he waited to keep that in until the end of the show, and it was pretty much him just going, you know, why don't we even promote these guys? Blah, blah, blah. Just and then playing the clip again, and going through it again. Like, it's like, did you not, you know? And then we resisted on Thursday to say a word.
Well, part of the reason also was because the guy who started this, the guy who said it, Steve, wasn't even here.
Yeah, he couldn't really defend himself.
So we're basically sticking up for Steve, and he's not even fucking
showing
up.
Who might not even do the show again now.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been gone for fucking the last three shows.
This is called job abandonment, if it was
Pussy.
A job.
Yeah, really?
So,
where is he?
I don't know.
He
said he was coming.
Honestly, he's probably sleeping.
Yes, he does that.
Because he got up at 5 in the morning today.
Well, yeah, his work does suck.
Well, Steve, if for some miraculous whatever you're listening to this, even though you don't have a computer, fucking take a nap before the show.
It's fucking mental capacity.
Well, he probably did that. He probably went to the gym, went home, and tried to take a nap, and he probably just slept all the way through.
Slept.
Yeah. Whatever. So basically, and I was content with just dropping it.
Yeah.
The second we apologize and Joe toast the fuck off, I said, all right. I'll let him take his shots, and then hopefully it'll just diffuse. And then Chris came out and basically said, "You guys got to stop this."
Yeah,
which I said,
right.
"We did. We're not bringing it up." So he said he wanted a response from us. So this is it. We just played the audio. If that's not sufficient for Joe, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't tell until tomorrow because he's not on the chat anymore. He was on the chat during BJ's. And then when we came on,
he doesn't like us.
He
which
split.
Is fine.
Which.
It doesn't bother me. He was on the chat. He took over the chat room while we were on, him and his
friend. Last Tuesday.
And him and two other guys from his show. And they were ripping us apart
during
the intro. And that was it. Those were the only people in the chat. So, yeah, I closed the chat down. I mean, I was on it, but I just minimized it every once in a while. And plus, it was just me, you, and Vaughn.
That's
me,
true.
Matt, and Vaughn. So I couldn't really go back and forth. So, yeah, I neglected the chat because he was in there ripping us apart.
Right.
I don't have to read it. It's just basically, this is our thing. Joe is being
spiteful.
Well, not spiteful. What's the word I'm looking for?
I say spiteful.
No, what was the word we were saying?
Vindictive.
Dishonest.
A dick?
No. Well, wow, Vaughn.
What? I'm sorry. I don't know huge words. I only say these big syllable words when I can get them out. It seems.
He's being unreasonable.
Okay, fine.
Overly sensitive?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, obviously he had something against us, which is why he's been waiting for something like this to happen to come out.
Well,
he had a lot of pent-up anger against us. Vaughn, you're just going to get us in more trouble, perfectly honest.
Cut his mic.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He obviously had pent-up aggression against us, which is why he came out. He said all we talk about is wrestling, which, hey, whatever.
We have Kenzie.
He said all we talk about is wrestling and going to Philadelphia to get Chinese food.
Which is great.
He said we talk like Muppets.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
He does?
Which one do I sound like? He said, he said we have Muppet voices.
Okay. Can I be Beaker? Those would be distinguishable voices, actually.
But, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Can we get the go bye-bye sound effect for when the show's done?
Howie
That's
Mandel,
I mean,
by the way.
Mandel?
Howie Mandel. Howard
Mandel. Howard Mandel.
Howard Mandel. If we keep
Howard
talking
Mandel.
About this, it's just going to get more annoying.
I know. This is
we've been talking this now about 6 or 7 minutes now.
Good.
We're doing more.
Yeah.
And if we just continue to talk about it, it's just going to...
What?
We're going to bring up stupid shit. We're just going to push it more and push it more. So let's just fucking end it. All this is it.
Fun.
Done.
Grabbing the reins.
Fuck.
The guy who...
Hold on. Let's take a person, an outside voice.
An
to
outside
say
voice, someone that's not involved at all.
Who didn't even hear the audio because you didn't have headphones on.
Shut up. Let her fucking talk.
I guess Derek doesn't do fake radio.
No, he's an asshole. Yeah, he don't do fake radio.
I was going to say, from what I could hear from you guys and what I could hear from like Dan and between Dan and Vaughn, I could hear some audio.
Dan talks.
I think that everyone just kind of made a really silly issue out of this.
That's what I thought, too. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I mean, of course,
it merited him coming on the show and talking about it. And even ripping us apart, which I fully expected him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then to go on the next day and do it again, it was just like, all right.
Well, no, there's a difference between warning and just being predictable.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Not accepting the original two apologies is one thing.
And I'm sure he's going to take this audio,
Let's just end it right now.
Okay.
All right. No more.
Fine. All right, everyone hush.
Fucking get Vaughn,
the story
shut
out. The fuck up.
Lick my asshole.
Jesus Christ. All right, you know what? Everyone is off. just me. This is Derek. Okay? I started the show. I can end the show. We're not going to talk about this anymore. It's squashed. Chris wants it squashed. It's squashed. I'm not talking about it anymore. Matt's not talking about it anymore. Vaughn's not talking about it anymore. Dan's not talking about it anymore. Steve's not talking about it anymore. The other Steve isn't going to talk about it anymore. Carly's not going to talk about it anymore. Who else? So that's it. Yeah, Lola's going to fucking take a huge shit.
All right, so what do you got in the storyline there, brother? What do you got in the story? That's something we can talk about for the next half an hour? Something we can ramble about?
What's up? Got anything going on in the chat?
Yeah. Got anybody who wants to call in? Why don't we try that?
Do we got a call in?
No.
Can we get Webmaster Mike on?
No, he said his phone's out in the car and he doesn't want to go get it.
Douche!
Toucher says, much respect, guys. You handle the situation with much dignity.
A man who's on our friggin' chat every night that we're on.
Yeah. An independent party.
And the thing is, he's on every other show.
Toucher listens to all the shows.
Yeah, he's on all the time.
He is a cringe fan.
Yeah, and the only thing that pissed me off was when Joe came after him for defending us in the chat.
I thought we weren't going to talk about
it. I thought we were done!
Hey!
Okay. Well.
But a big ups to the Toucher. Big ups.
Yeah. Anyway.
Big ups. We're downs
we're
because
done.
He's in
Australia.
He's not Australia. He's in that prison colony.
Australia.
Too bad for him. All those dingoes eating kids. All
right, stop shaking the microphone.
Really? Fuck me.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know what the hell this is about.
Should have read it.
Kids are getting away with risky behaviors online because basically they're saying the new Birds and Bees talk are going to be about sex on the internet.
In MySpace?
No.
That having pictures of you half naked in MySpace?
I don't really want to read the whole thing because it looks kind of dumb. But they have some warnings on the bottom of different lingo that's used online, which I don't think I've heard. Well, I heard one of these.
Well,
robo-tripping. Oh, I have heard this.
Okay.
Wait,
what's robo-tripping?
Excessive amounts of blah, blah, blah. When you take an excessive amount of cough syrup, usually Robitussin.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And you Robo. Basically, yeah. You trip off of it.
Oh, I've done that.
And then you pass out.
Why?
I did that when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, I know you wanted something that was a legal like high to get fucked up on. Robitussin was for the first thing that was in the house.
Yeah, but it just puts you to sleep.
Oh, no, it gets you sick.
Oh, and Robitussin, that doesn't put you to sleep, does it?
No, it gets you, like, fucks your brains out.
It makes you.
If you drink
loopy.
Too much of it, you vomit all over the place. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so what happened to me.
Why Vaughn is.
That's what the last time I did it. I was only like 13.
We knew a guy that that used to do that. I don't want to say his name, but he would actually like go into like supermarkets and he would go around and look at all the different cough medicines.
Yeah.
And look at the alcohol content and like go through and just be like,
"Yep,
what am I gonna drink today?"
Was this high school or college?
This was like hanging out in Red Bank.
Okay, so after college.
After high school.
High school. Well, kind of reddish, blondish hair, crazy looking. I don't know. I'll tell you after the show, but yeah.
I'm thinking of a couple people. I'm trying to...
Well, he used to go through 7-Eleven and look at all the yes, Carly's right.
Anyway.
He would look at all the...
He doesn't know.
The different cough medicines and look at the alcohol. Like he was shopping for booze.
Yeah, basically.
And then he would just drink
it
all.
It was a cheap high.
Yeah.
You know, it got you wrecked, but if you drank too much, because you know why? Your body didn't take it very well.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to heal something, but if you drink too much of it, like in one good shot, you get sick.
Yeah.
And you vomit everywhere.
So apparently parents are warned to look after that.
That's the same thing like when we were, like they didn't have no terminology when we were 14, 15
years old. Well, I remember calling it robo-tripping, but not only like the past couple of years they've called it that.
There was
the MC Chris song, The Tussin?
Never
heard of it. It's a great fucking song. The whole time, the whole song is about him tripping on Tussin the whole time.
He's Tussin.
That's what I remember
turning.
Used to calling it. I used to call it The Tussin because, you know, my parents didn't know what the fuck that was.
Wow.
You know? That's what you'd call it. I don't remember robo-tripping. I don't remember that
I've heard robo-tripping. The next one is scaffold. Steal a small or insignificant object. To steal something that belongs to someone who won't care upon discovering the object was stolen.
Oh, like lawn gnomes.
That might actually upset people.
Yeah. We call that toe-going.
Wait, what?
Or taking stuff to go.
Oh. Okay.
We usually do it at bars, and it's usually glasses with something nice on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, can you togo this for me? And someone will shove it in their purse. But that's about all we do.
I call that kleptomania.
Yeah.
No, that's called stocking my bar up with nice glasses.
Or like how I do it. I used to walk out of restaurants and places with full sets of cutlery.
Yeah.
I have a dresser drawer filled with forks and knives and spoons.
Doesn't someone you know do that, Carly?
My father.
Really?
Wow. Can't take him anywhere without him taking some sort of cutlery home with him.
You mean God? Why would God do that?
Your father.
Your father.
Okay, talking about places that you can steal shit from. Friendlies, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Remember the shelving in Friendlies?
Who could
the books and the clowns.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've been trying for years to get is that sad clown that sits in the Friendlies.
That looks like the dishwasher.
Yes.
The dishwasher.
But I for some odd reason, I seem to steal the books when I'm in there. I stole a hard metal apple last time I was in there. I just walked up to the thing, pulled it, and popped it in my pocket while no one was paying attention.
Excellent.
And it's sitting in my mother's china cabinet right now.
Yeah.
Because they gave it to her as a gift.
She's
like,
Mom.
Yeah. She's like, oh, nice. And she's like, where'd you get this? I'm like, oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, the only thing I really take is glasses. Only if they're nice. I'm not like, you know, everywhere I go, I got to take them. If there's nice, like, Guinness glass or something.
Or that Blue Chili's. Moon glass.
Blue Moon glass.
Yeah. It was nice.
Was
what about the glass that Vaughn broke?
No, that was given to them, though.
That was a promotional item from the double house.
And gotcha. I did repay them with that. I got them new glasses.
And we did have doubles, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I just felt like yelling at them.
Yeah. Speaking of
Vaughn did replace it with four brand new Guinness glasses.
They're nice.
We need to go togo some glasses from Chili's.
Okay. Chili's?
They have new bass glasses. The base is a triangle. But when you hold it up, there's a little bit of red in the bottom. But when you hold it up, the whole triangle, the bottom's red. But when it's down, it doesn't look like it's red.
Yeah. Weird.
I was going to togo a couple the other night.
So when you're pounding a whole shitload.
But,
it's catching on, togoing.
Look, he's drinking.
Yeah. Drinking again.
Dan gets out of work. What is he doing? He's fucking down in bass like a madman.
Yeah. We're going to take some the other night, but the manager's sitting there. We stayed too late. They're locking up the place. The manager's at the door. I'm like, fuck.
Dude, I don't know. I've walked out of places with shit off the walls.
Derek, does somebody you know like to togo stuff?
Derek?
Mom?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember one night she came home singing Blue Moon because she had a Blue Moon glass.
She just took it.
She just took it home. It was in her purse.
I don't know what's so, well, I guess.
She was very proud of herself, too.
Now we know what the kids call it, scaffold.
This girl I used to know, she now lives in Italy. We used to do this all the time. We'd go out and get drunk. And by the end of the night, it'd be 20 of us in a bar. And by the end of the night, we would have pulled something off the wall and just drunk it home. And it would have just been like garbage.
The biggest thing I stole, like insignificant thing I stole from like a bar or something, was one of those huge banners that like the Dublin House would have up. Saying like, you know,
they're doing a promotion or something like that.
I think it was a Heineken sign.
Was that St. Patrick's Day or?
Yeah, like because they were refinishing the back bar and they just in the corner they had a bunch of these giant, you know, they big huge signs with the ropes they would hang up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like the promo,
like
light.
The
yeah,
size
promo
of the
signs.
Wall.
Yeah, and it was a Heineken one, and so I just saw it and I was like, yoink, hoping to be like Guinness or something cool. Just like,
there's
you know,
two things I wanna do.
Damn, it's not up.
With that is that you know Echo?
Yes.
They have these really cool Yingling benches that they put out when they're open at night.
Oh, you stole a bench?
No, I want to. I ever see them all the time, and I'm like, I really want to one night. Like, just out of the blue, when no one's paying attention.
Heineken! Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Did you order a tapas cuisine and then quickly swipe?
Vomit it up.
For those of you who don't know, Echo is like the last place we'd be caught.
Cool. It's the yuppiest.
No,
it's about the size of my living room.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's a garbage fucking place.
I walked in there once with my parents.
Oh yeah, I can understand that then.
And literally, it was everything but a record scratch. Me walking in there, I'm in like jeans and a Dickies shirt.
Well,
and like,
that and like Reds. That Reds and Ashes are three places I would never.
I
be
haven't
found
been in Red.
You've never been in Ashes either because you get kicked out every time you're in there. Oh, they let you in once?
He wasn't allowed to wear his sneakers.
They let you in once.
I had no sneakers tonight, man.
That's happened to my brother, too, that same night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went to Ashes before they went to the Globe that night,
yeah.
And they got kicked out because he's wearing sneaks.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
And they had to get all the girls that went in already, pulled them out of the bar to go to the Globe because they couldn't get in, because he couldn't get in.
That's sorry, man. No sneakers tonight.
Yeah. He said the same shit to him. I was like, yeah, you should talk to Derek. And that's when he talked went over to you and confessed that he actually, you know, asked me if I was a homo.
Sorry, we just buffed the floors.
Yeah.
What's up with bars? In Philly, they do that all the time.
Yeah. I hate going into a place and they're like, no hats, man. I'm like, why? I'm trying to cut down on the gangs. Like, what?
What? It's
what
a black...
gangs are going into fucking Murphy's Grill? I don't know. I just pulled it.
Reds is one place I've never been in and I never will be in.
I don't want to go anywhere that has a dress code.
No,
like like Wind and Sea.
Yeah, in there. Do I've they been, have that?
Yes,
I've
they
been
do.
In there.
You have
no
to have
it
on the weekends at night.
On the weekends or in the summer, you have to have a certain dress. You can't wear hats. You can't wear sneakers. You can't wear t-shirts. You have to wear like button up collar shirts and shit like that. You got to look pretty much like some yuppie cocksucker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Which I don't fit that part.
No, you don't want to look like a yuppie.
Fantastic or a cocksucker. Buffet at Wind and Sea though.
I've been there for dinner once, but that was five or 6 o'clock.
Yeah, very good buffet.
I went there once. I waited 45 minutes to be seated.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Why?
45 minutes. It was a birthday for a family member.
Oh, okay.
45 minutes.
Recalculus.
Wow.
Never.
Yeah.
20 minutes in, I would have ordered a pizza.
10 minutes in. What are you talking about?
Maybe.
Walk down the street and go to Moby's.
Yeah, literally.
It's that and the benches in front of Echo and the two white deer that Molly Pitcher Inn put out every Christmas. I seriously want to take one of them.
And the Molly Pitcher is actually famous.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone noticed that at 4 in the morning someone steal one of their deer.
Well, they might not notice she's stealing it, but they might notice that it's missing.
Oh, it's missing. Yeah, they'll flip out.
The only story I know from the Molly Pitcher is a certain person we used to know was stalking Marilyn Manson there.
Oh,
somehow
really?
Got in and found out his room number and tried to get in.
Really?
Unsuccessfully.
He was...
And I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
When was that? Like, 92?
Yeah, like in high school.
Yeah.
Like when the Basie was, letting metal bands play?
95-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was that one show where it was them in, Danzig, wasn't it? Like, in
maybe.
The Basie?
Might have been.
I don't think it was Danzig.
No.
I think Manson was headlining.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
With,
Or some other shitty band.
Whatever, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Korn.
It was just a stupid thing I said.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Korn still sucked.
So let's move on with the slang.
Slangies.
So you know what your kids are up to. You know if they're robo-tripping or scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
I like to scaffold some scaffolding.
Yeah. Who the fuck's going to steal scaffolding? Really? Really?
Okay. Me. Anyway.
I've had way too many beers.
It sounded
tonight.
like a town, Scaffolton, Ohio.
You're an ass.
All right, next on the list is Yesca, Mexican slang for weed.
Okay. Yesca?
Isn't it like Yahoo or something?
That's
call it?
Dumb.
Yesca.
Marijuana?
Marijuana?
Is it because these kids are getting trained in three different languages because they have to? That they're making all this shit up?
I don't know.
Not because all the Mexicans are selling it to them.
Probably.
You want Yesca? And then they beat them in the corner.
Well, that one's just dumb. Here's a funny one. One of the two I actually knew. Skeet.
Uh-oh.
Skeet. To pull out of a woman during sex and ejaculate on her.
Never done that.
Skeet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Never done that.
Skeet.
And I have a tattoo depicting Skeeter.
Yes.
It's either jizz inside of her or don't jizz at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
No offense, Carly.
The next one would be Woola, hollowed-out cigar refilled with marijuana and crack.
What?
No, with
little-laced
boasting. And crack.
Yeah, Yesca and crack.
Who the fuck is smoking that shit?
These crazy kids these days.
Weed and crack together?
Like, I remember the big thing when we were teens, like late teens, was like people dipping like
cigarettes and formaldehyde?
Yeah, like, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. I remember that. Where people just straight up taking PCP, but I don't remember people actually
PCP and the cigarettes.
Mixing pot and cocaine. The fuck is that?
Where do you get formaldehyde
crack?
Anyway?
Huh?
Where do you get formaldehyde?
I don't know.
Can you buy
mortuary?
It?
Like,
mortuary?
All right, let's go down to Fleeger's and get some.
I need some formaldehyde.
Biology class.
I just do.
Well, yeah, you can buy human remains, like human skeletal from like certain areas.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they were getting it from biology class.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All the worms.
They do
were,
have that. Mm-hmm.
The worms and frogs were.
That stuff smelled like shit.
Yep. Smelled like formaldehyde.
Yeah.
I just wanted to dip my cigarette and get high off that.
So that is a woola.
Okay.
Splim.
Like a spliff?
You ready for this one?
No.
Low quality, quote, not into it, end quote, sex offered in exchange for addictive items ranging from cigarettes to heroin.
Okay.
What are these kids in jail?
Splim.
That's really terrible.
I'll give you a little bit of crappy
like,
crack for
that
a blowjob.
What does that even mean?
It's not like an acronym or anything.
That's such a stupid term that was just picked up
next
by like a handful of guys sitting in a newsroom going, we're done. Let's combine these two words. All right, that
next.
Works.
Next.
Narxed.
That's it.
That's fucking horrible.
Splim. Ooh, thunder's coming.
Thunder. Maybe about 15 minutes. Maybe we can get the show done before we get turned off.
Let's see what this was about here. Build your career with NYPD. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Enzyte. Ooh.
I hate when they do that. Fucking commercials. Anybody want to join the NYPD?
No, because I don't want to die. And
then
I don't want to
skip that commercial. And
they get paid like shit.
Go on to the story.
Now to a CBS2 exclusive investigation. A small town mayor is in hot water over what he said in tape recorded phone conversations.
CBS2 Scott Weinberger listened to the tape and took his concerns right to the mayor himself.
Ooh. Weinberger.
Mr. Mayor, the interview is over.
It is over, sir.
You can put this on anything you want.
Nicholas Capozzi is the four-term mayor of Manor Haven, a seaside village on Long Island's North Shore with sweeping views of Manhasset Bay. We wanted to ask the mayor about racist comments he made, which were caught on tape. Listen as the mayor complains about the village's growing Hispanic population.
They rented an apartment and put locks on every door. It's got to stop.
So I used my cell phone.
The conversation was recorded by Danny Aiello, who owns a construction company.
Danny Aiello?
Yes.
Wow. Wait,
did he say Hispanolos?
Yes.
That's not racist.
The Hispanolos are rolling all over the, I guess, fucking place. They rent out the place
and put locks on all the doors. Right.
It's got to stop.
Village. And Aiello claims once the mayor learned he was about to support another candidate for mayor, Capozzi wanted him to move out.
And I pushed the button for record. And then he let me have it for about
Danny Aiello, that's
40
funny.
Minutes, 35, 40 minutes.
If you're going to give me help about it, I'm out of here. You know, in other words, you're forcing me out. When that lease is up, you have to leave. I'm rezoning that whole area.
But Aiello wasn't the only one the mayor wanted out as he lashed out against minorities in the village.
Nice.
What do you think the residents who are of Hispanic descent would think about using the
term? I told you I never use that word, and I get 90% of the vote every time they come out.
You always roll over place. They rent an apartment and put locks on every door. It's got to stop.
I didn't hear him say it.
He's just insulting us. That's what it is.
Anna Ragusa is one of a number of Hispanic residents calling for Capozzi to step down.
He's still
he doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know us, obviously.
But listen to what the mayor also had to say to Aiello during that same phone conversation about sections of his own village.
You've been in the village for 40 years, Danny. You could drive down a block. It looks like Harlem. It looks worse than Harlem. Over there.
Can you tell us what you meant when you described...
You didn't get that?
It looks like
I just heard beeps.
Certain parts of his town
look
like
looks
fucking
like
Harlem.
Harlem. Fucking
looks
Harlem.
That
like
I heard. Harlem.
It's worse than Harlem. It's a shithole over there.
Okay.
So?
This is like the fruitiest fucking mayor I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't say that. I don't
he's wearing
at
the
all.
Brightest pinkest shirt you can ever imagine.
Oh, no.
He's a big fat dude.
He's going to win
sections of your village as Harlem.
I never said that.
Never,
I don't remember.
Ever?
I don't remember saying that.
It looks like Harlem. It looks worse than Harlem.
Maybe he was saying Holland.
During this Holland. Interview with...
Too many white people.
But it looks like fucking Holland.
But the thing is, it's he said, she said type of shit.
Whatever.
Yeah. Even though it is on tape, it's, you know, he can deny it all he wants.
I guess he can.
Yeah.
He's wrong,
wasn't
but...
me. His voice is very easy to imitate, by the way.
Yeah.
But he sounds like the Produce Pete.
Yeah, he does. Did you know Harlem is not actually Harlem? It's my village.
And it looks like a shithole.
And I like to grow tomatoes there.
Oh, those Hispanolas.
Is he all
Hispanic
over produce
tomatoes?
Pete?
Hispanic tomatoes.
He's like a local.
He works for
CBS.
Yeah, he does a morning show with produce.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much in our area.
Yeah,
like probably every other town probably had, every other area had probably had something different.
Yeah, it's probably actually like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Maryland.
For instance, did you know Spaniolis are not the same as ravioli?
Is that isn't.
It's actually a slur for spics.
That's the thing. I'd be more offended if they said spic.
You wouldn't be offended no matter what.
No, I mean if I was Hispanic.
If I happen to be.
If I happen to be that dark.
Ravioli could be a slur for an Italian.
Imagine that. You can start calling Italian people raviolis.
King Koopa used to call Mario and Luigi all kinds of different weird things.
Yeah, that
like
were
marinara munchkins and like.
That was offensive. I mean, God.
2-bit tortellini tasters.
Yes.
Don't forget when he called him a goddamn wop.
Okay.
I'll get you, you fucking wops.
That's the deleted show.
You damn dirty dago.
Wow. Nice nud.
You miserable mechanics of muck. Anyway.
You dirty dickos.
You spaghetti munching dago bastards.
Cursed crocodiles.
Anyway.
He who slurs and runs away lives to slur another day.
Wow. She's laughing at the stupidest shit now. Carly's sleeping. No, wait, she's not.
King Koopa is always good for radio.
Yeah. King Koopa was the best.
Yeah, I loved him. Anyway.
Nothing like when they give voices to cartoon characters.
Yep.
I got to pull
more
those.
Video game characters. Yeah.
It was a perfect voice, too.
Yeah, like the Sonic. Remember the Sonic?
I didn't like Sonic.
Dr. Roboto? Yeah.
No, Dr. Robotnik.
Robotnik.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
Zoronato Rigato, Mr. Roboto.
No, I didn't like Sonic's voice, but
Robotnik.
I didn't mind Robotnik's voice, no.
I don't even remember, really.
I don't either.
I just remember
there was a guy who... You have DVDs of the Sonic the Hedgehog?
That's enough.
Well, no, the Super Mario Brothers.
Oh.
I'm going to pull those out. Bring them over.
They have them all, like, fucking...
There's 2 box sets out now.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the second one. I got the first.
I mean, people are fighting to get, like, MTV's estate on DVD.
Uh-huh.
They should.
Fighting for
it. Should be fucking out already.
Fucking Mario Brothers have 3 seasons on DVD.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
It should be out, though. That's a show
that
should
be out. Yeah, well, so should the state.
Oh, yeah.
It's topical.
That's what I'm saying. The show should be out. No. Yeah. The state should be out. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. They got fucking major hit. They got Reno 911. It's mostly the state. Why wouldn't people want to see that?
Hmm.
What they used to do 10 years ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, more than 10 years ago now.
I certainly do.
Like 93, 94 was that show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are we done with this fucking ravioli?
Fuck this dumb
The mayor, he did not deny having the phone conversation, just that his words had been altered. And we asked him to be more specific. Well, you helped him.
So.
Oh, he left in a huff.
So things turned out.
So wait.
So the guy put this in like Premiere or something like that and cut it up and re-edited it? What a dick.
Danny Aiello did it.
Papa don't preach and all that shit.
Do you blame the guy though? He doesn't want his town going to shit.
It's true.
Wow. Damn.
But would you say this? Would you say this to a person that's not going to support you?
Honestly, if he doesn't want his town to deteriorate into a shithole and fall apart underneath his command, so to speak,
he has
every right to say so.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's living there. It's still happening.
What does he care? I mean, these.
Well, he's not going to be running it for very long then if he does say that.
Well, and if he is running it and he's running into this massive shithole that he keeps saying
What does that say, though?
Then what does that say about him as a you know...
But is it really saying anything like about him as a mayor of these Spaniolos, whatever the hell he's calling them?
Oh, yeah, whatever he's calling them.
You know, one, they're not registered voters. They're not legal, you know. I can almost guarantee they're not legals.
Yeah.
So what does he care about their vote?
Who is he actually speaking about?
The specs.
Talking about that now, unregistered voters and you know
what about that
and you know oh, dirty dagos today. Today because
it sounds
today because it's May Day. If anybody knows what this is,
it is May Day.
It's a communist holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, like big major cities like Chicago. I think they did it in L.A.
I think they call it Uno de Mayo.
Shut up. They had big protests today. They had huge protests.
I saw maybe
20 minutes of on CNN when I was on break.
Protests for what?
The same shit they were doing a couple months ago when Bush came out and said that they should restrict the borders and put new fencing up and all that shit.
Are coming out?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Illegals are coming out in groves.
I know.
When the fuck? What?
I know.
And where's INS?
I know.
Where is
they're
ICE?
Not do
Why
anything.
Is there? What is?
All they're gonna do is get in their cars that are marked from Michigan and drive to another state.
But there's some kind of amnesty there. Like, why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why the fuck are we letting illegal aliens
just
protest?
Get a huge thing of tape and just round them all up and roll them back across
well,
the border?
Well, it's a lot of mix. It's a lot of illegal immigrants, legal immigrants.
I had that.
Their
Irish
kids.
Kid in there.
I know, right?
I'm saying it's probably 75 illegal.
Yeah. Their children who are legal to this day, when they're born in this country, they're legal, which is totally a big thing.
Yeah.
And they're marching for their rights. Pretty much.
What rights?
They don't
what
have
rights?
Any.
No, the get rights. Sorry, the get rights. Better.
Yeah, but
become
but
legal citizens there's and then you get rights.
There's so a process don't. That you go through. You can't just have people come into your country and become citizens. Most other countries don't allow people in at all.
Oh, yeah. What other? Where else do we let criminals? They're criminals.
Yeah.
They came here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Protest.
Yeah.
Let's get a bunch of murderers and let them protest, mm-hmm. you know, for rights to be a murderer.
Yeah.
You know, what the?
No, I know where he's coming from here.
Yeah, what? No,
I'm,
I agree.
I'm sorry,
it
pisses me off.
I agree with you, but it's a weird
I'm not
a
trying to be a
day.
Racist bastard, but...
No.
Like, I don't care
it has
who
nothing
it
to do with race.
No, it's not race. Doesn't. It's your own opinion.
Anybody. They're illegal. They're a drain mm-hmm. on society.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's a drain because all the revenue that we lose, like all the taxes and all the mm-hmm. stuff that every state that has these people in lose, we have to be charged for it.
Yeah.
Well, we went over this a
couple parents, shows ago. Ourselves, yeah, we did this already. But like it's just a weird thing that today, the day of the day that most like communist style countries like in Cuba,
yeah,
Cuba today was a humongous rally. There was a humongous parade going on, even though Castro was not able to attend.
No, because he's been dead for 5 years.
Basically,
well, yeah. Well, no, he's ever since
Weekend at Castro's.
Well, no, they showed video of him. He actually did a video 2 days ago mm-hmm. to show that he was still alive, even though he is probably in his worst state right now.
Yeah.
Like, he should just be shot. Like
just keeping
he should
him
be
alive.
Killed and put to sleep like a dog
wow.
after he gets attacked by two pit bulls.
And we should lock up all the Jack Russell Terriers so they don't.
There you go.
They can resist the urge to save him.
So they every 1st of May in Cuba they have a it's insane.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
So where are we going with
thanks.
This?
Well, I'm just bringing it up. I'm not
that,
fucking,
no, I mean where are we
these
going?
These guys
with
protesting
it?
A fucking communist holiday.
Like,
yeah.
It's like it's really a pagan holiday actually, but the communists
is
have taken it?
It
over. Yeah, it's a pagan holiday.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the communists have taken over because it's a day to remember the worker, the working man.
Really?
Yeah. And then I think they really should have done this on the 5th of May, right? Cinco de Mayo and all that shit?
That's only Mexico, though.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
more.
Dude, how many fucking Mexicans are in this country?
I know.
There are
but
several.
But they're not just Mexican.
It's true.
Honduran, whatever. Fucking Puerto Rican.
Middle America.
They could all come out and
Puerto Rico,
sleep and actually protest.
Vaughn, Puerto Rico's part of this country.
Shit.
Unfortunately, they're legally allowed to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, never mind.
They just don't pay taxes.
I'm an asshole. I'm racist.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that happen?
51st state, Dan? Is that what you're saying?
Technically.
Basically.
Yeah.
We don't.
Them, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, another thing. Puerto Rico.
What about?
They have all the rights of U.S. citizens.
Oh, I know.
But they don't have to pay fucking taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it is.
I
like,
say we move down there and take over the fucking
Puerto
island.
Puerto Rico is also like, it's like falling apart.
Yeah.
It's like desolation.
Yeah, it's a tropical island with beautiful beaches.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay taxes.
With maddening crime.
Just
you
on the perimeter,
lunatic.
Though. But
so
five
let's
miles
move down there,
inland.
Clean the fucking place up, and live tax free.
Dude, with the
you
money.
Have to bulldoze it.
If you had a decent amount of money
that.
Saved, sorry. If you had a decent amount of money saved, you probably could live comfortably in there.
Yeah.
For
but,
years.
Yeah. Ideal but, Beach is really nice, too, Dan. Why don't you go down there?
And fucking clean it up.
Hypodermic needles and fucking dead babies up here.
Why don't you go to Asbury Park and clean up all the crackheads?
Because
and the
that's
hookers.
Not a tropical island.
Dan can go on baby watch.
Dead baby watch.
Hooking him with a hook.
That's how bad we got. It was that. It actually
really
became an epidemic down the street from us.
Yes.
That girls were having babies and then throwing them off the pier. And then they would wash up minutes later because the pier only goes out, I don't know, 50 feet.
Where is this?
An Ideal Beach down by the Spy House.
Like, I never heard of this.
Yeah, there were like two or three babies they found washed up on the shore.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Like pretty much wash up right in front of the Spy House.
Yeah. So they throw it in the ocean thinking it'll go over to New York.
No.
But little they realize that.
High tide.
Yeah, 50 feet in, the waves are still coming in.
Do they not realize
by the time they get to their car, the baby's already on the shore.
Yeah, hurl them out there.
Do the idiots in this country not realize that you can just go drop it off in a police station?
They don't want to do that for some reason.
But there's no questions asked.
I know.
No,
well, they say that, but they think it's like, you know.
They think it'll get back to them. They'll do a DNA test. They'll figure out who the hell it is, and they'll try to bring it back to them.
Wait, that's legal, right?
Yeah, it's legal. You don't have to.
Absolutely.
You can drop it off at a hospital. You can drop it off at the police station.
You got to be a certain amount of days or something, right?
No,
they got a certain amount of days. The parent has a certain amount of days to bring the child to it before
it
becomes their problem.
I think they can do it up to like one.
My parents would have done it the first day then.
Well, it wasn't legal back when we were kids.
Yeah. They would have still tried to
because of things like this happening and babies being thrown in dumpsters. And
Well, if you have a baby, I mean, wouldn't they check up on you at some point?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to a hospital and have a baby and there's a birth certificate involved,
and
you just, like, get rid of it, wouldn't someone along the line say, like, didn't you have a baby?
No, but the thing is,
like, legally in the system.
You're talking about a person who actually went to the hospital and got it delivered.
Well,
you're not talking about somebody in our town or in any town in this country that is 17 years old, is completely freaking out about it.
Rub some coke on a vagina and spit out a baby.
Has the kid on prom night tries to flush it down the toilet. And then goes back out and has a party.
Flush it down the toilet.
Head first. Yeah. And tries to go back to the party with nothing going on when her dress is a little muffled. What's that stain? Oh, it's marinara.
You know, marinara.
Marinara.
Talking about Dagos.
Speaking of the Super Mario Brothers.
There was a problem, I think, in California where it was like three times, 9 months apart each time. They would find, like, a baby abandoned in the back of, like, a randomly parked truck.
Yeah.
Like, all within, like, the same area. So it's like they were wondering if it was, like, the same person, and they were doing, like, DNA matches on the babies. I never followed up on that one.
Spitting out kids and dumping them.
It was just like
that. That's a serial killer right there.
It is.
It was just like that story we talked about last Thursday.
Yeah.
About the guy who was...
That guy
was abusing his kid.
Banging his daughter.
He was abusing his daughter, his legal daughter... Having her kids and then throwing them down an air vent. And one survived and they brought it to the county. And they both got arrested for that. That's the whole same thing.
Yeah.
Same kind of bullshit. It's either your religious upbringing or just your plain out idiotic.
If you're going to fuck your daughter, use a condom.
Seriously, be smart about it.
If you're dumb enough to fuck your daughter, at least be smart enough to use a condom.
We're talking about how people have no sense. They're just completely retarded when it comes to these things.
Well, they're retarded about most things. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge percentage of nobody,
and nowadays, even the kids that are growing up nowadays, like the
kids,
you know,
nowadays.
Us, like we know, the one guy we know that has two kids, how fucking crazy are those two going to be when they get to like a certain age?
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
You know? A father who just sits there and lights and farts like constantly.
Well, now everyone knows who it is.
Derek?
No.
Oh.
No, Derek? But I mean like...
The only guy who farts more
when'd you
than
have
me?
The second kid?
Yeah.
You know, and then Dan here, who's getting married.
Right before the show.
You know, Mazel Tov and all.
What?
When he gets married, you know, we know he's probably going to have at least one offspring to continue that bloodline. Oh, no offense, I wouldn't mind seeing you actually have a kid. Actually, I think that'd be probably the craziest thing I've ever
continue
seen.
Continue the thank nud you. Name.
Yeah, the nud name.
The nud name's already gone on to the next generation.
Well, anyway, yeah, but your blood hasn't speared to another woman.
Trek. What would you name your kid, Dan?
Seriously.
I don't know.
Dan?
I kind of thought about Seamus.
I kind of thought about Luke.
Luke?
Luke?
Luke's a good name, actually.
Han.
Pat wants to name. He wants to have two boys, Luke and Logan.
Logan, yes. No. Logan.
Wolverine and Luke Skywalker.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Pat.
But Logan's not his real name.
Huh?
Well, yeah.
With
we just recently
said that.
Anyway, he's going to probably have a child, most likely.
Maybe 5 years after I get married.
You know,
minimum.
Anyway, you're still going
to
have...
Don't try to get my in-law started any earlier. I will kill you.
You're still going to probably have a kid. Just like
I'm sure they're listening.
Just like my brother, right? He's been married a shitload, like 8 or 9 months now, right?
A shitload.
Shitload of time, 8 or 9 months.
He's been married a shitload of days.
Almost a year. In August, it'll be a year. Even though his wife says she's not having kids in for a good amount of time, I know there's going to be a kid popped out of her at one point or another.
Well, yeah.
you know, even though she says I have to have kids first, which if you haven't noticed, I ain't dating anybody right now. I ain't having kids anytime soon unless unless, you know, unless they make that that junior thing go on. That shitty fucking Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh god. Two more things I want to get to before we're technically out of here, but okay.
Yes, we are.
Corzine, we didn't really talk about him when this happened. Our own governor, John Corzine, was he had a state police officer driving his SUV down the parkway.
Yes,
91 miles an hour.
Ooh.
He got clipped by a truck, ran to a guardrail. He fractured his left thigh, broke 11 ribs.
That's all of them.
Yeah. No, I thought there was 12.
There's 12. There's an odd amount of ribs.
Or 13.
57.
Mm-hmm.
11, I believe. Mm, Corzine ribs.
He broke his breastbone and other bones.
Yes.
In the accident.
He got let out today, didn't he? Or?
He got let out today. He was in the hospital. He basically apologized for not wearing a seatbelt,
which
is the big thing. And he had the officer write him a ticket. And which he paid immediately with a check that I'm sure
is
getting ripped up immediately for $46.
Do you know why he was
$46
for not wearing your seatbelt as a passenger in New Jersey? Hey. You get fined
$46. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
Do you know why
as
he was
a driver? I think it's
a lot.
65.
Yeah.
Do you know why he was doing that? Why he was speeding where he was going?
Because the helicopter couldn't fly.
No. He was going to the governor's mansion. At that time, Imus was going to meet with the girls from Rutgers basketball.
Right.
And he was going to be there, you know, because it was going to be a big photo op.
Yeah.
So he had his people speed him to this place. Somebody decided to try to make a pass and clipped him. That's all it was. The guy had a blinker on. He didn't notice it. Tried to make it to merge to the next lane. Bounced right off of him.
Oh, Stephen Hawking blinked at him and made a pass?
Exactly.
Told him to go down.
Wait, I heard, or at least in the New York Post, it said that the headline was Speedy Recovery, and it said he got pulled over on his way home from the hospital.
Really?
For speeding. That's
what a dick.
That's what I read, like, I read it really quickly.
I'd rather have McGreevy.
What? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
What?
Banging in the Boscov third floor bathroom?
Sure, I'd rather have McGreevy.
Talking about
third
that,
floor.
His wife,
oh, damn.
Her book, her tell-all book is coming out today.
Oh, God.
It came out today. It's technically Wednesday.
Wasn't she in Oprah today?
I don't know. Oh. I don't watch fucking Oprah.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You fucking crazy?
Don't lie.
Can't stand that black woman.
That woman, Vaughn. Why do you have to differentiate?
Why do you have to?
That
Keller?
That steppin' fetch Aunt Jemima. I can't stand her.
Vaughn's against women tonight.
She's an Aunt Jemima, not an Uncle Tom?
No, because different thing. But that book came out. And it's supposed to be really just... as bad as his book was.
I bet.
But the thing is, I think she would make a better interview because he's stiff as a board.
What?
Well, yeah. Well, from getting all the dick in the ass. He's stiff as a board. Well, yeah, you never saw any of the interviews he was doing when he did that, when that book came out?
No.
His book?
Oh, fuck. I can't believe people are trying to interview him because he's just like...
That's why he wrote a book.
Are you American?
What was it called? I never kissed a parrot, but I kissed a cockatoo.
Wow.
Jackass.
Thank you, Uncle Eddie.
Wow.
I love Uncle Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Hey! What else
Everyone
you got?
Everyone has an Uncle Eddie.
I heard you got two stories there.
The email thing. Matt always gets...
no.
Matt gets so angry when people abuse technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, this guy says, I'm so far behind on email that I'm declaring bankruptcy.
What?
No.
A New York-based venture capitalist Fred Wilson wrote... in his blog last week, if you've sent me an email and you aren't my wife, partner, or colleague, you might want to send it again. I'm starting over. Basically, this guy got so inundated with personal email that he just basically deleted everything and starting from scratch.
Good.
And they're calling that email bankruptcy.
That's fucking asinine.
And Matt brought up a very good point. Obviously, if this guy is getting what it says, 200 non-spam emails, messages a day, which he spent 8 hours a week sorting through. Obviously, he's a very important person. And Matt's response was...
he should be making a lot of money.
And he should...
hire people to do it for him.
Hire a secretary.
Yeah, right.
And sort through all the junk.
Yeah.
If you're getting 200 messages a day, Somebody's paying you a lot of money.
Yeah, you should make up a routine of what is the level of importance so he can get to them. Like, if somebody writes him an email that obviously doesn't require an immediate response, put it on the back burner, know that it's there, know who it's from. It doesn't take long. No, like, 200 emails a day, it'd take you 3 minutes to go through all of
them. Okay, real quick question. Anybody here get a shitload of email that isn't spam?
I get a lot of non.
Well, because you got the whole ultimate thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's more than that, but I do. I get a lot of regular emails.
Are you able to sort through them?
A lot of private messages.
By the time you get home from work.
It takes me a couple hours sometimes. I mean, if I'm really into it, I try to respond to everything.
Yeah. So. But sometimes it's not worth it?
Hmm.
I get a lot of email. Most of it's fucking spam. I just delete everything. Even if I get email from friends, I delete it, and they're like, oh, why didn't you respond
nice,
to my email?
Yeah, nice,
like,
man.
You never send me emails. What the fuck
nope,
do you get?
Nope, I don't. That is correct.
Like,
that's
like,
right.
Like the Aristocrats email, which is what?
Aristocratsradio@AOL.com?
Yeah, why don't we start sending an email there? We ever get an email on that?
I just get all the spam accounts that are created on the board.
And once in a while, Vendo sends you a personal message.
I get those too.
We had 3 pages full of spam accounts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on the board?
I deleted all of them.
You cleared it out?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because I saw that. It was like, what, we had like 400 people or something like that?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Most of it was spam, except for like after Steve number one, spam.
Yep. I kept Porno Man because I thought he was funny.
That's funny.
And
yeah, well, how many of them made posts?
Just porn
none of them, because none of them were activated. Because I made
you made it a manual activation.
Yeah, so I have to add. So if you sign up for the board, which is at aristocratsradio.com/board,
right?
You know, make sure you use a name that would make me think, hey, that's someone who wants to post. If it's like Medicine Man or cheap, you know, prescriptions, I'm not going to
Cialis.
Yeah. Or send us a goddamn email through the email account.
Or just sign up. And I usually check all the emails. Mm-hmm. And if it's like, you know, Paris Hilton rocks at, you know, au.ru.
It's like, no, delete.
Yeah, I'm just going to delete you.
You're gone.
I've been getting those, too, on my account.
Yeah, well, you wanted to be a moderator so bad, so now you get them, too.
I know, but they don't even say stuff like that. It's just like, Zazerby. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
She's like, okay,
like,
click.
That's the username. I'm like, what the hell?
Random letters and numbers.
Yeah. Not even
at
like
mail.ru.
Nothing fun.
In the chat room, the Toucher,
our
Australian friend, has been complaining about the stream. I guess it's going out on him. He says he blames Chris and the blacks.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Chris is sitting there watching a Rangers game. He should be allowed to yell at him.
And Bizacore from the BJ show says if he wasn't paying for a secretary, he is a kike.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking a page out of Vaughn's book.
Well,
dropping the K-bomb.
Most cheap people are kikes. What the fuck can I tell you?
Wow. Am I a kike?
No, just because it's
6.25%.
It's a free show, but besides that, it's fine. You're not a kike.
Oh, believe me.
You're a kike.
Believe me, if I could suck money out of these people, I'd do it.
Oh, really?
Oops.
Oh, shit.
You know what that song means?
Somebody's going to take offense to that term.
Tyrum?
The end of the fucking show. Someone's going to take offense to it. Anyway, I can hear the music coming up. So I guess we're ending the night.
Sonic Mortal Kombat.
Let's say goodbye to everybody. I have to give a big thanks to the Cringe Radio thing for still putting up with us.
Yeah.
And now letting us do 2 nights a week.
Yes, we are live every Tuesday. And Thursday, Tuesday right after the BJ Radio Show, and Thursday right after the Cousin Joe Show, right here on CringeHumorRadio.com.
If Chris does listen to the show and he actually finds it offensive, we're just playing. Don't be an ass.
What? There was nothing offensive about tonight's show.
He called him a kike.
Who?
Never mind.
I didn't call Chris a kike.
No, not him.
What are you talking
about?
Wait,
why are you putting words on our air?
No, never mind.
No, never mind.
I'll tell you later. It was in reference to the story we were talking about.
Oh, yes, that one. I forgot. My bad.
Jesus Christ. I can't do it anymore.
Yes,
you can. I can't do it.
One more day.
www.aristocratsradio.com. I can't do it.
On that, you will find everything you need.
Mommy?
Check out the message board.
Yeah, please, if you're a fan, join the message boards. We have fun on that every once in a while.
I haven't been on there in a while.
You should get on there.
And Chris says, I'm not a Jew. We know.
We
know. Apparently, Vaughn
doesn't. Only fucking around. Calm down.
I don't even know where you got that from.
I just totally pulled shit out of the air.
I don't understand.
Such a weirdo. I, however, am offended.
Oh, 6 points.
So we will see you Thursday night.
Goodbye.
Later.